After a storybook season that ended with a state championship for the Giltner Hornets, the season got off to a shaky start.
Takes a snap, takes a knee. 5 seconds, 4 seconds, 3 seconds, and that'll do it. Bruning Davenport Schickley upsets number one Giltner by the score of 20-16.
If Giltner had any doubters at all, they put them to rest last week with a big victory against Hampton. Their opponents tonight, the Kennesaw Blue Devils, who are 1-1 on the season. A high-powered Kennesaw Blue Devil offense, averaging 56 points a game and doing most of their work on the ground. It's the high-flying Giltner Hornets going up against the ground-and-pound attack of the Kennesaw Blue Devils. It's a classic D2 matchup, and it's right here on the Breeze 94.5. Let's get you out to the Husker Power broadcast booth. Jeff Babel has the call.
All right, thank you, Tyson, here again on 94.5 for another top 10 matchup. We got in D1 this time, D2, excuse me, number 2, Giltner, and number 10, Kennesaw. Kennesaw coming off of a rebound after they fell to a team from Kansas, if I'm not mistaken, last week. They lost to Clifton Clyde, Kansas, by a score of 78-56 after beating Kennesaw in a close one, 56-42. Giltner, defending D2 champs, they fell to Bruning Davenport Schickley. You just heard the highlights on that one. And then they rebounded nicely with a big blowout win over Hampton. So a couple of high-powered offenses here. A couple of good returning starters for both teams, but a lot of youth as well. So it's going to be interesting to see how both teams react. It's week 3, so a lot of the mistakes you've been having in weeks 1 and 2 should be gone. So we're going to see if that's the case. But first, we're doing the New Tech Seed pregame show. Excuse me. The New Tech Seed pregame show is proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. New Tech, your yield leaders. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. We're going to talk to the coaches coming up next. You're listening to The Breeze, 94.5.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
The Kennesaw Market is an affiliated Foods Midwest store. The Kennesaw Market is your hometown grocer, stocking SureFine and SureFresh products. The Kennesaw Market also has a dining area serving daily lunch specials, dine-in or carry-out. The Kennesaw Market is open from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday, and 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Sundays. They appreciate your business at the Kennesaw Market, 210 North Smith Avenue in Kennesaw. The Kennesaw Market is a proud supporter of all the Kennesaw athletes, teams, and coaches.
High school sports activities are more than just a game. This is Bob Sherwood from B&B Carpet Service in Donovan. All my life, I've seen how playing sports in high school builds work ethics and character in our young people. It gives them the skills to help them succeed in business and in life. So come on, get out there and attend a local game and show your team your support. It's not just a game, it's life.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
Good evening and welcome to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Tyson and Veronica with you as we get set to talk with the coaches before tonight's big matchup between the Kennesaw Blue Devils and the Giltner Hornets. We'll start off by talking on the away sidelines with the head coach of the Giltner Hornets, Jeff Ashby, joining us on the program. Coach, always a pleasure.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Coach, let's talk about your Giltner Hornets team here, a team that's 1-1 on the season, picking up a 50-6 win against Hampton just last week. For 2 weeks in the books now, Coach, what's your overall summary on the team?
Well, you know, we had a long ways to go, you know, when we started, you know, replacing, you know, 5 starters on each side of the ball. So we're getting a little better, you know, with each practice and paying attention to some detail here and getting them a little bit better shape than we were the first week. Obviously, we weren't in very good shape like we thought we were. So been working on our conditioning quite a bit.
Let's just kind of go over and let's maybe talk about that first week matchup we had here on the Breeze 94.5, the game against the Bruning Davenport Schickley Eagles. It was a rematch in a game that you had played last year against Bruning Davenport Schickley. Talk about kind of just some of the overall things as far as, you know, preparation, as far as execution was concerned. You know, what went wrong there that Friday night?
Well, I don't think the execution was so bad. You know, after we looked at film, it wasn't too bad. It was just, you know, the mistakes of a new football team, basically, you know, with 14, 15 penalties. It really killed your drives. And then also, you know, when you turn the ball over four times, you're not going to win too many games. You know, last year, you know, we had five turnovers the whole season, and then we had four in one game. So, you know, that makes a huge difference. You know, last year's team, we could have got by with four turnovers and still won the ball game more than likely. But, you know, we can't do that in this case.
The Giltner offense kind of turned things around there last week against Hamptons, putting up 50 points, kind of what we're familiar with from the Giltner Hornets offense. Just talking about picking up that win from the player standpoint, from the coaching standpoint, you know, how nice was it to get that one in the win column?
Yeah, I mean, it's always nice to get a win, and we got over to Hampton, and we had quite a few injuries with the young guys, so we didn't have much to sub in, so we were playing with like 16 guys out of 26. So it would have been nice to get some of those younger guys in the ball game, but our guys got in there and they played really hard the first half and got a half in there, and then we kind of let the young guys play. And so conditioning wise, I think we're a little bit better, but it was still hard to tell because it wasn't a full four quarter game like it was the first week. So I, you know, tonight we'll get tested, you know, with Kennesaw to go four quarters again, and we'll kind of see how much we've progressed and see if we've progressed enough at this point.
And talk about those Blue Devils here in just a few minutes, but you mentioned some of the younger kids with some injuries, with some nicks and bruises. Kind of give us the lowdown. What's kind of the injury report leading into tonight?
Well, of course, on that first game against Bruning Davenport Schickley, you know, we lost one of our starting cornerbacks, Brett Good, with a broken leg that night. So that, you know, that kind of put us behind the eight ball right there and got somebody else in and kind of got them up to speed last week and during the week. So that helped us out. We just got some nagging injuries that with our legs, hip flexor problem with one boy that probably won't play tonight, our starting center. So we'll be without him. But we have other guys capable of coming in. It's just, you know, just some, and then just a few nagging injuries with some other guys that, just trying to nurse them back to health for now and get them ready to play on Friday nights.
You're playing against the Kennesaw Blue Devils team coach, a team that's scored 56 points in both of their ball games, a 1-1 football team on the season as well. Defense going to be key tonight.
Yeah, that's probably going to come down to the, you know, whose defense, you know, can stop the other team's offense, because they're pretty big and pretty physical up front, and that's what they're relying on. They're playing smash mouth football and just trying to come right at you and run you over. And you know, if you don't tackle well, and they're going to, you know, break out of tackles pretty easy. So we've been working on tackling this week quite a bit, you know, more than usual, because like I said, they come at you. They were, you know, last year we found out, you know, they were hard to stop, and we had to make some adjustments and to get that going. So we just kind of been preparing for a big, hard-hitting football game.
I know. Last year with your Giltner Hornets team, if a game would turn into a shootout, if you will, there was a lot of confidence with your offensive team that they could, you know, counter punch, if you will, and continue to put points up on the scoreboard. Is that the same case this year? If this game turns into a shootout, kind of what's your confidence in the team?
Well, you know, like I said, we've gotten better offensively. You know, that first week was, you know, we started out really well with two touchdowns and two possessions, and then we kind of went into a shell and turned the ball over. So I think offensively we'll be fine. You know, we're going to go with Ben Henricks at our quarterback position. He started there last week at Hampton, and he'll start there tonight with against Kennesaw. So gives us a little bit more speed, you know, and then we've moved Jared Hastings out to a tight end and help us with some blocking on the perimeter, and also, you know, somebody with some really good hands. But it's just going to be, see what they give us, and then that's what we'll do.
this game now, your third game of the season, Coach, and again, another test here early for the Giltner Hornets, just part of a very powerful, very tough, difficult schedule that you guys have drawn this year. Kind of tell us maybe a little bit about what you're looking for from a coaching standpoint heading into tonight's game from what you've seen the first 2 weeks.
Well, the big thing is we need to cut down on penalties. We still had some penalties last week, you know, mostly by the younger guys, but still, you know, whether it's younger guys or older guys, you know, we need to be more disciplined. I mean, sure, we know what the snap count is, so there's no reason to be false starting, and so we've been having issues with that. So we kind of worked on that quite a bit in practice and, you know, change the snap counts and things and make sure people are disciplined. So, and then hanging on to the football, you know, last week we didn't have any turnovers, so that was good. So, you know, that's my two main concerns, the turnovers and penalties right now, you know, and just dumb penalties. You're going to get a holding call here and there, but as far as the false starts are concerned, that's my biggest concern. So if we can limit that and limit the turnovers, you know, I expect, you know, a pretty good football game. We should be fairly competitive.
On the defensive side of the ball, Coach, what's the game plan to stopping this Kennesaw football team?
Well, the big thing is tackling. It's going to come down to tackling, you know. They always say football is blocking and tackling, and sure enough, that's what it's going to come down to. We got to be able to get off their blocks from their, you know, their big physical linemen, and make the tackle. You know, wrap up and make the tackle, and just coming up and hitting them is not going to work. You're going to have to wrap up and drive your feet and make good tackles.
Well, it's a big early season D2 matchup here on the Breeze 94.5 tonight. Two teams, 1-1 on the season. The Giltner Hornets defending D2 state runner-ups versus. The defending D2 state champions versus the Kennesaw Blue Devils, going to be tonight here on the Breeze 94.5. When we come back on the New Tech Seed pregame show, we'll take a look on the Kennesaw sideline and see how they're going to prepare for tonight's matchup against the Giltner Hornets. Coach, appreciate the time. Thank you so much, and good luck tonight.
Okay, thank you.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Comfort means something different to everyone, and Frigidaire offers home comfort solutions as unique as your family. You can design systems that control seasonal allergens, humidity, and other environmental factors, or get rid of hot and cold spots with independent comfort zones. Call 402-463-4853, and Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning will work with you to design the system that's perfect for your family. Experience trusted Frigidaire comfort and exceptional service from Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings and Kearney. Call 402-463-4853.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Adams County Bank meets your personal and business needs. Experienced Adams County Bank employees provide excellent customer service and know customers by name. The Adams County Bank supports local organizations, making a difference in the lives of people living here. Decisions are made quickly and by people living in the communities Adams County Bank serves. Large enough to serve your personal and business needs, yet small enough to know you. Let the Adams County Bank show you what they have to offer. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Tyson and Veronica with you as we are getting set for the Giltner Hornets and the Kennesaw Blue Devils, a big D2 matchup here early on in the high school football season. Coach Craig Schnitzler joins us here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. First of all, Coach, always a pleasure. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me on.
Coach, let's talk a little bit about this football game. As we mentioned, a big matchup here early on, facing the D2 champion Giltner Hornets. Going to be a tough test for your kids here tonight.
Yes, it is. You know, they bring to the table some very good athletes, and it is going to be a great test for us and kind of see where we're at after a two-week layoff from our last ball game. And hopefully we're a better ball club tonight than we were 2 weeks ago.
Coach, let's talk maybe just a little bit about, you mentioned the layoff. Talk about how the Blue Devils, what you've been working on since then.
Well, we've really been focusing on trying to get becoming more of a physical football team, especially on the defensive side. We spent a lot of time, and we talked to the kids and just told them, you know, we got to turn things up. We got to start getting after it. And the kids have responded really well. I think we've had the last 2 weeks, we've had very good practices, and hopefully that carries over to tonight.
Coach, let's just talk a little bit about the offense here for the Kennesaw Blue Devils. Offensively, going up against this Giltner team, obviously a lot of speed on the defensive side of the football for them. What's the offense going to bring to the table?
Well, I think, you know, to this, through two games, I thought our front five have done a great job of opening holes for running backs, and we've really done a nice job of moving the football, and so we're going to have to do that again tonight. Because you're talking about a lot of speed, you know, we've got to get on people, we've got to drive them, and then our backs have got to read the cut, you know, make the cuts, and we've got to get some yards. We've got to keep the ball out of their hands as much as we can, so it's going to be important that we move the ball.
Coach, let's flip the coin and maybe talk a little defensive game plan here against the Giltner Hornets. Defensively, how do you stack up?
Well, we feel pretty good. You know, our front three are big, they're physical, and it, you know, up there it's going to be a great matchup. The big key for us is we've got to contain Garrett Poppin coming out of the backfield. I don't think you're not going to shut that caliber of an athlete down, but we've got to make plays on him and make the field long for them.
Coach, offensively, as you mentioned a little bit earlier, you racking up 56 points in both your football games, the win against Pleasanton, the loss against Clifton Clyde, Kansas. You mentioned moving the football has worked well for you. Kind of give us the overall look at the depth chart. You know, who's been moving that football for you guys?
Well, we've our leading rusher is Austin Snitzler at IBAC, and he's had a great first two ball games for us. And then our other 1-2 punch is Trevor Burr at the quarterback spot. He's averaging like 181 yards for us from the quarterback spot, and he's a little banged up right now, but we're hopefully tomorrow he'll be able to play, and we feel really good about that, and you know, we got to control the line of scrimmage.
So talking just a little bit, you mentioned you know, on the banged up side of things, what is kind of the injury report for you guys? Are you fairly healthy at this point of the year?
Yeah, we are. We've got, other than Trevor, we feel pretty good. You know, you got your bumps and bruises. That's part of football. But, yeah, I think we should have everybody suited up tomorrow and should be ready to play. And you know, if we take care of business and play assignment football, anything can happen.
So you mentioned you had the bye week last week, you know, the two-week layover, been able to fine-tune, work on some things. Is that a benefit for you at this point of the year, having a bye week kind of that early?
Well, you know, it's I guess it came at a good time for us because there were some things that we needed to work on, definitely on the defensive side, that we had to get better at, and it allowed us an opportunity to work on it the last 2 weeks. You know, and offensively, we just continue to keep improving there. We've got to get our passing game going, and so it really gave us the opportunity to step back and kind of work on fundamentals a little more and just get after things.
As far as the defensive side of the football, and you mentioned a little bit earlier, but you know, what are some of the main things that you've been working with on the defensive side of the football?
Well, the biggest thing is breaking down and tackling. That was the one thing that hurt us against Clifton Clyde and also against Pleasanton in the first two games. We had people there, we just didn't make tackles at critical times. And so that was our focus the last 2 weeks is being able to, you know, tackle through the play and not miss.
As far as this matchup is concerned tonight against the Giltner Hornets, certainly bringing in two teams fairly respectable in Class D2 the last several years, have done some good things. There's going to be, I think the atmosphere in Kennesaw tonight is going to be pretty exciting for the boys.
Yeah, I think so. You know, they're looking forward to it, and I know I know Giltner's looking forward to it. It you know, if it plays out, it'll be an exciting ball game for both teams, and you know, it's two very good traditional football teams going at it, and so it should be a great environment for the fans, and hopefully it's a good game for them to watch.
Along those lines, and as we kind of inch closer to kickoff here, is there any concern as far as, you know, keeping the emotions in check tonight? How do you kind of balance that a little bit as coach?
Well, you just gotta stay. You gotta stay the course. You gotta focus, and we always tell our kids, you know, don't waste all your energy in warm-ups. And so we try to keep them pretty relaxed through warm-ups, so that game time they're ready to go on there. Because you can be so hyped that in warm-ups, and then when the game starts, you hit a low. And so we try to maintain a level head and just have the kids focus in preparation for that first kickoff.
Well, it's a game that we've had circled for several weeks here. As soon as the football schedule is released, the Giltner Hornets, the Kennesaw Blue Devils tonight. Coach, before we get to kick off, we need your final thoughts as far as maybe just keys for your Blue Devils if you're going to get a win tonight.
Well, certainly on the offensive side, we've got to be able to have ball control. We've got to take care of the ball, and we're going to put some points on the board against Giltner. And defensively, we've got to make some plays. We're not going to shut them down, but we've got to make plays and give our offense an opportunity.
It's the Giltner Hornets, the Kennesaw Blue Devils, and it's next on the Breeze 94.5. Coach, appreciate the time. Thank you so much for joining us, and good luck tonight, and good luck the rest of the way through the season. We'll talk with you when it's all over.
All right, thank you.
Stay tuned for kickoff. It's right around the corner. The Giltner Hornets, the Kennesaw Blue Devils, and it's on the Breeze 94.5.
Joyce Agronomics helps you grow with custom farming and custom harvesting. Joyce Agronomics is proud to support Justin, number 6, and the entire Giltner Hornets football team. Todd and Angie Joyce would like to say best of luck this season. Go Hornets from Joyce Agronomics.
The Sittin' Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sittin' Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
We're the You Get More Superstore. Our name is Superstore. Shopping centered around you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping center around you, you, you. With a You Get More Superstore. Allen's Superstore.
Pioneer Hybrid is a proud sponsor of the Giltner Hornets. Soybean growers in Giltner know they can count on Pioneer for top-end yields from their fields. Why? Because they know Pioneer brand soybean varieties are developed and tested locally. Plus, varieties with the combination of high-yielding genetics and protection against disease and pests mean growers that choose those Pioneer varieties are making the most out of every acre they plant. Contact Reason Agronomics, your local Pioneer sales professional, for soybeans bred to yield and built to defend.
Get more than you expect. Furniture Direct.
Waiting for the next furniture sales event? Why wait when you can shop Furniture Direct in Hastings? Furniture Direct has everyday low prices on top name brands like Ashley, Simmons, Beautyrest, and Catnapper. Plus, get more than what you expect with express delivery, no interest financing, and friendly hometown service. Why wait when you can shop everyday low prices at locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington in Hastings?
The Breeze, 94.5.
Product broadcast powered by natural gas and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. Let's take a look at our 5 Points Bank starting lineups presented by 5 Points Bank of Hastings. Better choices, better service. Welcome to 5 Points Bank, a very proud sponsor of all of our area teams and coaches. 5 Points Bank can take your banking and make it simple. 5 Points Bank in Hastings, the better bank. Well, let's start it with the away team tonight, the Giltner Hornets. Starting off at quarterback will be Ben Heinrichs, number 13 on your program, 5'9", 158-pound junior. Your left guard tonight, Dylan Beek. Your center, Justin Joyce. Your right guard will be Corey Olick. At receiver, Christian Lighty. Christian is a 6 foot, 175-pound sophomore. And running back, Garrett Poppin, number 33, we'll be calling his name a lot. 6 foot, 1, 270-pound senior. He's been drawing a lot of looks from a lot of defense or Division I schools. We'll see how he goes tonight. At receiver, Jared Hastings as well. Jared used to be the quarterback. Now he's the quarter or the wide receiver and punter, 6'1", 150-pound junior. And Nick Preisler at the other receiver, number 22. He'll also be returning a few kicks, 5'9", 150-pound junior. Defensively, at nose guard, Dustin Wiesnin, a 6'1", 250-pound junior. Justin Joyce, the left end tonight. Right end, we'll have Corey Holick, 6'2", 225-pound sophomore. Garrett Poppin will be your middle linebacker. Dylan Beek, your weak side linebacker. Christian Leidy will be the left cornerback. The right cornerback, Ben Heinrichs, 5'9", 150-pound junior. And Nick Preisler will be the strong safety tonight for Giltner. Now let's take a look at Kennesaw, the Blue Devils. Right now, their starting quarterback is number 6, Trevor Burr, 150-pound senior. He's questionable with an injury tonight. If he can't go, it'll be number 10, Keaton Harpham, the sophomore 175-pound player, and he'll also start a defensive pack tonight. Number 23 is your running back, Austin Schnitzler, the 190-pound junior. Number 24, Colton Blankenship, he'll start at both tight end and corner tonight, the 180-pound senior. Number 25, Jake Brunk, the tight end and linebacker, the 205-pound sophomore. And at number 44, offensive and defensive line, 225-pound sophomore, Carson Woodman. Number 50, offensive and defensive lineman, the 230-pound senior, Evan Uden. Number 57, the 245-pound 11th grader, Zachary Edwards. And number 62, Jacob Panek, the senior fullback, coming in at 165 pounds. That's been your starting lineups. Brought to you by 5 Points Pagan Hastings, the better bank. We're going to take a break and be back in 2 minutes.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, casualty, life, and health. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
5 Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. 5 Points Bank, the better bank.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Just listen to the NewTek Seed pregame show, proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of NewTek Seed. Looking through the pregame notes, what seems to be the key to this matchup?
Well, you know, last time we saw Giltner, they had a lot of issues with turnovers. You heard coaches talk about having a week off for the Blue Devils to get themselves lined up. We'll see how much these two teams have improved. Two different offenses, it'll always come down to turnovers and penalties. We'll see who can minimize both.
The voice you hear, Tim Bob Kitzmiller. I'm Jeff Fable alongside you here on the Breeze 94.5 for the Giltner Hornets and the Kennesaw Blue Devils. Kennesaw won the toss. They elected to defer. Giltner will receive the ball, and they're going to receive it near the end zone. That's going to be a touchback. Giltner will receive the ball heading east. So Kennesaw, when they get the ball, will have the sun in their eyes. We'll see how that goes before the sun goes down, probably about mid-second quarter.
Yeah, looking right back into the light there as the receivers go down the field. So going to see a spread offense versus a ball control offense. We'll see who has the better offensive attack here to start.
Hendricks, number 13. He'll be your quarterback today. He's got that spread offense, like we just said. He's got trips right now to the right side. Slot man on his left side popping. The big running back right beside him. Shotgun formation. Snaps the ball. He's going to hand it to popping off the right side. He's got a lane on the right side. He's going to be close to the first down. Knocked out of bounds. Good just solid
a,
run.
Yeah, just a nice jet sweep type of play. Just getting that big man on the corner. Got a good block by the trips over there, and that's a first down. First carry, first down. Not a bad way to start.
No huddle attack for Giltner. They're trying to get the play in from the sideline, waiting for the ready to go for the from the referee. They're ready to go now. Hendricks, the quarterback, takes this snap. Going left now. He's going to keep it this time. Go up the middle. Got dragged down there by the Kennesaw defender for a minimal gain. Probably about four, we'll call it.
About 5 yards there. Just a zone read play there. That time he read the defensive end. He came up the field, left that lane open, and he took it. And a good first down carry, second and five.
Schnitzler brings him down on the carry. Hendricks, the quarterback, has got trips to his right now. He's going to throw it out on the seam. He's got a man close to stepping out of bounds. He lunges forward, gets a first down, and then some near midfield. Priestler on the reception there.
Just a simple little out route there, about a 7 yard out, just got past the sticks, turned outside, threw a nice pass and catch, and the ball's moving down the field like it's supposed to if you're a Giltner fan.
Yep, three plays, two first downs, can't do much worse than that. Trips again to the right side for Hendricks, the quarterback. He'll take this snap out of the shotgun. Option to the left side. He's going to keep this one. Design quarterback keeper. He's got some room down to the 20, the 15, 10, 5. Walks into the end zone. Touchdown. No penalty flags on the field. Nice big hole. 40-yard run.
42-yard run there. Just ran the option play. The defensive end went out and took popping. Left that lane open. And Hendrick just ran to the end zone. That's a nice way to start the ball game if you're a Hornets fan.
Most definitely. We'll see if they're going to most likely go for two here. Quick four-play drive at the length of the field. Hendricks, the 42-yard touchdown run. They're going to go for two here. Trips again to the right side for Hendricks. Popping right behind him. Option to the left side. Pitches it to Popping. He's going to score easily. Two-point conversion is good for Giltner and Giltner. Quick score. 8-0. 1:03 into this ball game.
That's what you expect of the Hornets. They come out of that spread offense. They attack you with that high-powered option game. And the Blue Devils are going to have to do a better job of assignment football. I think the coach talked about that before the game. So we'll see how the Blue Devils respond to a big drive like that here at home.
We'll see how they respond after this break. You're listening to The Breeze 94.5.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
It's the Take the Money and Ride National event at CPI Mr. Tire. When you purchase a set of four qualifying Cooper tires from CPI Mr. Tire, you'll get more than just tires built for you. Get up to an $80 Visa prepaid rebate card, too. Visit your area CPI Mr. Tire for details. Life's a road trip. Come on, let's go. Take the money and ride on Cooper tires from CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of central Nebraska.
CPI Mr. Tire has a right tire for you.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Woodman back to receive. He gets it across the 15 near the 20-yard line. Going to be first down and 10 for Kennesaw. Burr, the quarterback, pitches to the left side now. Gets a yard, maybe two on the carry. Schnitzler, the running back.
Much different offensive look. And go with two tight ends and go with that power set, trying to get outside on a toss sweep and maybe a yard on that first play, maybe just back to the line of scrimmage. Well, they're marking back a little bit, so second and just 10 and a half.
Tried the pitch left. Nothing really working there. Kennesaw going under center. Now they're going west into the sunlight. So we'll see how that affects Burr and Schnitzler. Handed off to Schnitzler on the right side. Now he's got some room. He's going to be brought down hard by Poppin. Probably gets back to the line of scrimmage. Maybe gets back the yardage he lost on the first play.
Well, it's going to be close. He tried to bounce that outside. Poppin just came up from his linebacker spot and was having none of it. So he did get two on that play, but not much. Brings up third and long.
Third and long. Woodman bringing in the play from the sideline. Going to think, well, two teams here that don't like to throw the ball a lot. Is it an obvious passing situation here? But
well, in the pregame, now they've thrown the ball a little bit here. They've got a big wide receiver out there, so we'll see if they can throw the ball down the field.
Woodman splits out to the left as well as Schnitzler. Shotgun for Burr. He's going to throw it out there for Schnitzler. He juggled incomplete. Had him out there, almost intercepted.
Tried to get the out route, had a deep route with the receiver. Good break on the ball by the defensive back. About broke underneath it. Looked like Priestler about had an interception, but that brings up a punting situation. You're giving the ball back to this high-powered offense after three and out.
Three and out, not how you want to start this one. 9:30 to go in this one. Giltner on top, 8-0 early. You're listening to The Breeze, 94.5. Kennesaw's going to boot this one away. Nice high punt. It's going to be fielded there by Priestler. Priestler's got a seam up the middle. Across midfield, going to be drugged down by the Kennesaw defender at around the 37-yard line. Nice, solid return.
Yeah, it looked like he had a lane there. Good tackle there by the Blue Devil on special teams. Going to bring up a short field, though, starting out on the Kennesaw side of the 40-yard line.
That familiar spread option attack for Giltner. Got twins both left and right now. No running back. For Henricks. Henricks in the shotgun. He'll take this snap. Going to throw it to the right side. Got a man down the middle. It's caught and complete down to the 10-yard line. Hastings, the converted quarterback.
Just a nice little seam route there. Hastings had the height advantage going down the field. Quarterback just threw it up over the top. He went up and got it over the top of the defender and was able to bring the ball down just inside the 10-yard line. So about almost a 30-yard gain there.
That'll bring up first and goal now. Twins at the right side, slot man to the right. Henricks got popping inside him. They're going to run the option to the left side. Quarterback keeper, Henricks breaks the tackle, breaks the second tackle. Touchdown, Ben Henricks. Another touchdown run for him. This one from, looks like 9 yards out.
Yeah, just a simple option play there. They're so conscious of popping out there that the quarterback is having a free lane. He broke a couple of tackles, but really the arm tackles. They're not putting the helmet or the shoulder pad across his body, and he's a strong quarterback, and that's another touchdown.
Going to line up and go for two here. It is Giltner. Giltner on top, 14-0 right now. Quarterback keeper up the middle. He's going to die for it, and he's going to get it. He's going to make it 16-0. Giltner early on this one. A quick drive there. Only a 15-second drive for Giltner, and they've already put another score on the game, or on the board.
Yeah, just a nice, efficient offense. That's what we saw when we saw them the first time. First time we saw them, first two drives, they took the ball and went, score, score, and then their offense kind of bogged down a little bit. We'll see if they can keep it rolling. More importantly, we'll see if the Kennesaw Blue Devils can get their offense on track. They've scored 56 points in the first two games, so we know they can score, see if they can get something rolling.
All right, we'll do that next here on The Breeze, 94.5.
Please hold. Your call will be answered when the line is available.
Tired of being just another number to your insurance company? The Kroll Agency is your local one-stop shop for all your insurance needs. As an independent insurance agent, the Kroll Agency is proud to offer you worry-free insurance written through IMT and Wadena Insurance Companies, members of the IMT Group of West Des Moines, providing you with the comfortable peace of mind you deserve. Call the Kroll Agency in Minden, Kennesaw, Roseland, and Hastings for your worry-free quote today. We love high school sports. Best wishes to all the South Central Nebraska area teams from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to each of the student athletes from your home team, the Bank of Donovan, with full service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joyce Agronomics helps you grow with custom farming and custom harvesting. Joyce Agronomics is proud to support Justin, number 6, and the entire Giltner Hornets football team. Todd and Angie Joyce would like to say best of luck this season. Go Hornets from Joyce Agronomics.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Popping boots this one. Schnitzler almost goes out of bounds with it. Recovers, gets about 5 yards on the carry. Knight almost had a onside kick situation there for Kennesaw. Kennesaw's now got the ball. They're going to run the option. Keeps it with Burr. Burr gets to the 20-yard line. Going to gain probably about 2 or 3 on the carry. Got brought down hard, though.
And he gets up limping. He was taken down around the ankles. You said he was a little banged up. He's coming to the sidelines. And looks like we may have another quarterback, have the quarterback change.
Keaton Harpham, excuse me, the 175-pound sophomore comes in with Burr limping like an ankle. Came down pretty hard on the shoulder as well. So the under-center offense for Kennesaw, a couple, two tights. Schnitzler's the running back here. Panics the fullback, much different than that spread offense from Giltner. Hampton will hand this one off to Schnitzler. Schnitzler right up the middle, a dive play there. Gets probably about 3 yards on the carry.
Just a power play there, just trying to follow his fullback. A lot of bodies in there trying to push forward, but he did pick up about 5 on the play, so it brings up a 3rd and short, a manageable 3rd and short here.
3rd and 3, 3rd and 4, depending on the official spot there. Double tight look for Kennesaw. The Blue Devils trailing right now 16-0 to Giltner. Hampton will hand this one off to Schnitzler. He's got a roll. He's got a man. It's a huge block. Breaks a tackle. He's across midfield. 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Kennesaw. Huge run.
About a 55-yard run there. They came with the all-out blitz, and they missed the tackle. He did a nice job with a stiff arm to break the first tackle at the line of scrimmage, and then there was no safety, and it was just a foot race to the end zone. So that's a great response by Kennesaw after 3 and out.
Huge response there by Kennesaw. They're going to most likely go for 2 here. It's now 16-6, 7:23 left in the first period. Here in the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by natural gas and diesel irrigations from Husker Power Products of Hastings. They're going to go for 2 now. Hampton, the quarterback. Looks like Isaac McKenzie is the running back beside him. Hampton, the lefty, is going to throw it across the middle, and that is caught. And 2-point conversion is good, complete to Burris, the tight end, the sophomore tight end. 16-8, it's a one-score ball game. Nice answer by Kennesaw. We'll see if Giltner can counterpunch him back. We'll come back here in 1 minute here on The Breeze 94.5.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
Golden Harvest brand offers some of the highest yielding corn hybrids of any seed company in this area. And they're protected by some of the most advanced trait technology in the industry. Take G11U58, for example, which has superb drought tolerance and Airflex, available in AgriSure Viptera or Easy Refuge. Or 28U7 soybeans, which have outstanding yield performance across many environments. Talk to Brent Woodman in Kennesaw today. Brent and Sarah wish all of our athletes good luck. Always read and follow label instructions before buying or using Syngenta products.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Return this one across the 30-yard line, but we got a penalty flag. That's not good on a return.
Yeah, he cut all the way across the field, of course. That usually results in a holding penalty when you're trying to reverse field like that. Defender gets hold of a jersey and looks like it's supposed to be there marking it back. Inside the 15-yard line.
All right, costly mistake there by Giltner. Going to give him a long field. First down and 10 from the 14-yard line. Hendricks,
first penalty of the game.
We had 17 last time we saw them in week 1 against Brewing Davenport Chickley.
And there were some holding penalties in that game, so I'm sure the coach has been coaching them up on that.
Right, Giltner. Henrik's the quarterback. Got Twins to the right side. Poppin, the running back, to his right side. He's going to take this snap out of the shotgun. And this one off to Poppin. He's got some room on the left side. He's going to be knocked out of bounds at the 26-yard line.
Yeah, that zone read over here. And that time the defensive back, or the defensive end, took the quarterback, gave it to Poppin. Poppin had a nice lane along the sideline. They were able to use the sideline to push him out of bounds. And so another first down for the Giltner Hornets.
Gain of 11 there by Poppin. Moving the chains. It's going to be first down and 10 for the Hornets. Twins right. Slot man to the left side for Henrik's, the quarterback. Henrik's will take this one. Give it off to Poppin. The running back right up the middle. Breaks the tackle. Breaks the second tackle. He's got one man to beat. He beats him. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown for Giltner. Garrett Poppin. Breaks a couple tackles and just scoots into the end zone for the touchdown.
Yeah, just that simple zone read. At that time, that big 210-pound frame was too much for the Blue Devils to bring down. He broke that second tackle, and he just walked to the end zone on a big, what was that, about a 50-yard, 52-yard run?
52-yard run officially for Poppin. Giltner's going to go for two now. Getting the play from the sideline, kind of just a no-huddle attack, but they don't rush to the line here. Henrik's, the quarterback, will take this snap out of the shotgun. He takes it option left. He's going to pitch it to Poppin on the left side. Going to dive for the pylon. He gets in there. Two-point conversion is good. And Giltner's going to take a lead now, 24-8, a two-possession game now for Giltner, able to respond back after the Kennesaw Blue Devils drove it right down in four plays on them. We're going to see how Kennesaw does now in 1 minute.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, casualty, life, and health. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give him a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
This is Eric Lichty, the branch manager of Giltner State Bank, a branch of Henderson State Bank, member FDIC. I would like to invite you to stop into our new location just off of the Giltner Spur. Come meet our friendly staff and visit with us about our products and services. We have a hometown-friendly atmosphere that will make your banking experience pleasant. We specialize in agricultural loans as well as your personal loan needs. We're an equal housing lender. Come in and see what we can do for you.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Woodman takes the return across the 25-yard line. Gets hit hard there by the Giltner defense. Going to bring up first down and 10 for the Blue Devils at around the 28-yard line. See how they respond now.
Yeah, it's going to be a counterpunch, punch, counterpunch. It's time for the Blue Devils to come back and show what they're made of.
Kennesaw did defer, so they'll get the kickoff at the second half now. Burr back in quarterback now. He hands it off to Schnitzler. Schnitzler gets across the 20-yard line, 25, excuse me, gets probably the 26-yard line, gain of about two or three on first down.
Yeah, just running that power play up the middle, going to test and see if those tackles there for the Hornets can stand up against this high-powered smash-mouth football.
Two contrasting styles. Giltner likes to spread you out, no huddle. Giltner, or Kennesaw likes to huddle up, double tights, power football with Schnitzler. Same formation here. 24-8. 6 minutes, 33 seconds left in this one. Burr will hand it off to the fullback. Gets probably two or three more. Ponick, the fullback, gets that one. First time we've called his name tonight.
Yeah, just that simple little trap play in there. Picked up about three and four. Again, third and about five. It's a manageable distance for him.
Third and five. You're listening to The Breeze, 94.5. Stay tuned for the Allen Superstore Halftime Show coming up at halftime. Third down and five for Kennesaw, taking their time, walking up to the line, trying to milk that clock. Burr, the quarterback, hands it off to the fullback. No, he's going to keep it, pitch it to Schnitzler. Tough pitch. He gets it, though. Cuts it back left now. Gets near the first down. That's gonna be enough to move the chains. A broken play.
Yeah, ran the option to this side. The defense was there. He put his foot in the ground and cut all the way back across the field. Looked like he might go. Got wrapped up around the ankles just as he is at the stakes. But that is a first down. Good this is a good running back. He's picked up a lot of yards. So good improvisation. I don't know if that's the right word. Improvisation. That's the word I was looking
for. Snitzler, a familiar name around here. One of Tyler last year. And then Preston was going to be the starting running back this year. Tears his ACL in the offseason. So now Austin's turn to hold the reins and then run this Kennesaw offense. Doing a pretty good job so far. Had that big 55-yard touchdown run earlier this game. Burr, the quarterback, under center, he's going to pass this one. He's got a man. He's getting flushed to the pocket now. He's going to throw it. He's got a man on the sideline. It's complete to Schnitzler across the 35-yard line. He's going to be near the 34.
Boy, just a good heads-up play that time. He wanted to go deep down the field. The play was well covered. He broke the pocket and got outside. I thought he was going to run with it, and then he just pulled up, found his outlet receiver for a first down. That's just good heads-up football there.
Going to move the chains across the midfield now into Giltner territory. 80-yard field for the 8-man action. Burr, the quarterback, Panic, the fullback, and Schnitzler, the running back, got a slight delay here. Thinking to move the chains.
Trying to get the chain game lined up over there.
All right, double tight look here for Kennesaw. Burr take this snap. He's going to hand it off to Schnitzler on the right side. Schnitzler stiff arms a man, breaks the tackle, breaks another tackle, gets taken down at the 34-yard line. Made something out of nothing there, it felt like.
Boy, good patience there by Schnitzler. He waited for his blockers. He cut left, cut right, didn't get in a big hurry, and picked up about 7 yards on that play. That's a good – they're starting to move the ball, starting to get in a rhythm a little again for this Blue Devil offense.
Just under 5 minutes left now here in the first quarter. 24-8, Giltner on top, but Kennesaw with the ball and driving. They had a 1-3 and out. Otherwise, Kennesaw's offenses look just as sharp as the Hornets. Burr, the quarterback, under center now. Hands it off to Schnitzler on the left side. Gets maybe a yard. That's actually McKenzie. Gains a yard, if that, on the play. Going to bring up third and about 3.
Yeah, I think he's over here. Got equipment issues over here, trying to get himself squared away. Don't think he's hurt. He's just trying to get his shoulder pads and things tightened up.
Getting a quick drink as well. Burr is going to pitch this one out to McKenzie now. He's got... going to be close to the first down. That he needs the 25. I think he's going to be probably about a foot short. Pitch to the right side.
Just that, yeah, just a toss sweep play trying to get outside. Good pursuit there by the Hornets to keep him short. And it is going to be fourth and just six, about less than a yard to go.
Pretty confident they're going to go for it now. Schnitzler checking back into the game. Burr will be the quarterback still on this one. They're going to break the huddle. Slowly.
Watch for that fullback trap on this short yardage game, maybe.
Try him to draw him off sides here. They're in the shotgun formation. First time we've seen that from them tonight. They're going to run it. Design quarterback keeper is going to get behind his two running backs. He's going to be short on this one. Going to be a turnover on downs. Just tried to follow his two guys there. Didn't work.
Yeah, I tried to go with the quarterback lead. I think they were having good success inside. That might have been a risk, and it didn't pay off. And now you've given the ball back. The best thing about that drive is it took up quite a bit of time, as we're inside of 3 minutes and 20 seconds here. And now you've given the ball back to the Giltner Hornets, and you're going to have to do a better job tackling. These corners out here have got to take the pick, man, or it'll be a long night.
3-minute, 30-second drive turned down on downs for the Blue Devils. Giltner ahead 24-6 on this one. They're going to try and get another score here before the first quarter ends. Henricks, the quarterback's got popping. He's going to give it to him on that jet sweep motion. Going to be close to the line of scrimmage. Not much gain there for popping.
That time, a good job by the Blue Devil defense coming up and not allowing him to make that corner. Meeting him right there at the line of scrimmage is going to bring up a no gain. So a second and long, second and 10. First time we've seen that for the Hornets.
Usually they're a quick strike offense. So far they've only run a grand total of 9 plays. So their 10th play, not much going there for Giltner. Hendricks is the quarterback. He's going to send a man in motion near the near side. He's going to pitch it to him. He's got some room on the left side. He's going to try and get a blocker downfield. He's got a block. He's going to be dragged down at midfield.
Like that little play. It's a little, like I said, jet sweep, but they just toss it in front of him. So if he drops the ball, it's an incomplete pass. They catch the ball, though. So that is a that's actually a pass play. And that's about a 12-yard, 15-yard gain down this left sideline.
Send the man in motion towards the near side, going right to left on your radio dial. Just shovel passes it to him in motion. Picks up a nice gain there, moving the chains. Got twins to the left side now, slot man to the right side. Phil Hendricks popping the running back on his left side. Takes his shotgun snap. He's going to pass it. He's got a man on the right side in the middle. Breaks the seam. Five. Touchdown, Giltner. Complete to Hastings. No penalty flag on the play. That's going to be a nice
40-yard touchdown.
40-yard touchdown.
They were just there at midfield, and just a simple post route there. Quarterback dropped back, set his feet, and the receiver was open in the middle of the field, beat his defender one-on-one, and that's a simple pitch and catch for a touchdown.
It's going to bring it 30-8, excuse me. Giltner on top. They're going to go for two now. Going to send a man in motion. It's Hendricks. Option to the right side. Quarterback keeper. He's going to leap for it, and he's going to get it. Convert the two-point conversion. Make it 32-8 for the Giltner Hornets. 2:30 left in this one. A nice 50-second drive for Giltner. We're going to recap it and be back here on the Breeze 94.5 in exactly 1 minute.
We're the U Get More Superstore. Shopping centered around you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you. Where do you get more? Superstore.
Comfort means something different to everyone, and Frigidaire offers home comfort solutions as unique as your family. You can design systems that control seasonal allergens, humidity, and other environmental factors, or get rid of hot and cold spots with independent comfort zones. Call 402-463-4853, and Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning will work with you to design the system that's perfect for your family. Experience trusted Frigidaire comfort and exceptional service from Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings and Kearney. Call 402-463-4853.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Wiesland with a high kick fielded by Woodman up the middle. He's going to get close to the 26-yard line. Nice solid run up the middle for Woodman. See how Kennesaw responds after they turned it on downs last time.
And they did a nice job last time, moving the ball down the field, running some time off the clock. But that fourth and short, this net play just really turned around and bit them right quick. It's just like a turnover, and Giltner took full advantage of it. Three plays, and we have a touchdown. So Blue Hill needs to hang on to the football. That may be their best defense tonight.
Kennesaw, the Blue Devils. Right now, 32-8, the deficit to the Giltner Hornets. A nice top 10 D2 matchup here. Burr, the quarterback, he's going to pass this one. Lofts it up there for his man down the right side. Contact, penalty flag on the play. Intended for Burris. Plenty of contact on that one.
Yeah, trying to throw the fade route down the sideline. I had a foot race. Both defenders looked back, and he just got a little close to him and bumped him towards the sideline, and he tripped and that yellow flag comes out whenever they do that. There's a flag in the backfield as well, so we may have offsetting penalties. And so there's a holding penalty, so that play never happened.
The hold by Kennesaw negates the pass interference there. Had a man there, just a little incidental contact, trips him up, brings out the penalty flag. But like you said, two penalties offsetting. Nothing there.
Nothing happened. Never mind.
2:17 now, 32-8. Your score, Giltner on top. Kennesaw will break the huddle, the double tight formation. Panic, the fullback, Schnitzler, the running back, and Burr, the quarterback. Burr hands this one off to Schnitzler on the left side. He's going to break a tackle and get hit at around the 30-yard line.
Good patience by Schnitzler. He's just taking his time, finding his holes, following his blockers, picking up about 3 yards there, brings up second and about eight.
Second and eight now. Burr bringing in the play from the sideline. They're going to huddle up. Such a contrasting style where Giltner is just running, and Kennesaw likes to slow him down, huddle him up.
Yeah, it is. It's just contrast and stuff. But Giltner, we see that a lot with him.
1 minute, 40 seconds left in the first quarter. Hands this one off to Schnitzler on the right side. Gets across the 35, the original line of scrimmage. Gains probably a yard, if that.
Yeah, just tough running in there. They're trying to run that tackle up left side, right side, trying to get something going. But right now the Hornets are stepping up. Now, last time they came there with that all-out blitz on the third and short, and the Blue Devils made them pay. So we'll see if they play a little more conservative or if they come up and crowd the line of scrimmage like we've seen them do a lot of times on third and long situations.
You're listening to The Breeze 94.5, Hastings, Kearney in Grand Island. Thanks for joining us on this beautiful Friday evening in Nebraska. Pitch right now to Schnitzler. Going to be gaining about two or three near the 35-yard line. Going to be out of bounds. Looks like Schnitzler's hurt too.
Well, it was a good play by Jared Hastings coming up from the outside cornerback spot to force that play and not allow him to get around the corner. But you're right, Schnitzler's down. I don't know if it's a twisted ankle or I hope it's not anything serious.
Word looks like it might be a knee, and that's not good for Kennesaw. We're going to step aside, let the trainers tend to Schnitzler, and you're listening to The Breeze 94.5. 32-8, our score. We'll be back in 1 minute.
High school sports activities are more than just a game. This is Bob Sherwood from B&B Carpet Service in Donovan. All my life, I've seen how playing sports in high school builds work ethics and character in our young people. It gives them the skills to help them succeed in business and in life. So come on, get out there and attend a local game and show your team your support. It's not just a game, it's life.
Adams County Bank meets your personal and business needs. Experienced Adams County Bank employees provide excellent customer service and know customers by name. The Adams County Bank supports local organizations, making a difference in the lives of people living here. Decisions are made quickly and by people living in the communities Adams County Bank serves. Large enough to serve your personal and business needs, yet small enough to know you. Let the Adams County Bank show you what they have to offer. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Here on The Breeze, 94.5, let's get a quick Furniture Direct score update from Tim Bob Kitzmiller.
Adams Central up 28-0 on Fairbury in the first quarter. Cozad up on Broken Bow 13-0. No score against Ogallala and Kearney Catholic on our sister station. Looks like Hastings St. Cecilia got an update coming, 8-8 against Blue Hill in the first quarter.
Kennesaw's going to boot this one away. That's long, the punter. Nice high punt. Fielded there by Priestler at the 17-yard line. He's only going to get back to the 20-yard line. Nice solid punt and coverage there by the Blue Devils.
Yeah, unfortunately, it looks like it's an injury that's going to end the night for the running back for the Blue Devils there. He's over being looked at by the trainer. We'll see how that impacts this game.
Could be a big loss. Schnitzler, one of two Schnitzlers now lost by a knee injury for Kennesaw. 32-8, 11 seconds left in this opening quarter on the Breeze 94.5. Thanks for joining us here. Henrik's the quarterback. In the shotgun, got twins to the left side, slot man to the right side. He's got a man wide open. That's Hastings. Hastings at the 30, 20, 10, 5, touchdown. Fake the run, play action pass. Wide open was Hastings for the 20.
That's 60-yard pass.
60-yard was from the 20-yard line, One play drive. 10-second drive.
As you said, just a fake to the line of scrimmage. Got the former quarterback right down the seam, just a pitch and catch. Well behind the defender. Don't know where the safety was at there, but he obviously wasn't where he was supposed to be, and the Hornets score in 10 seconds. That's 5-for-5 passing, and the last two passes have been touchdowns for Giltner.
Both to Hastings. Henricks, we're going to try and convert this two-point conversion. He's got a man in the back of the end zone. Caught. Is it a touchdown or two-point conversion complete? Yes, it is. That's going to make it 42-8. No, 40-8, excuse me. The one-play drive, 10-second drive, capped off by the 60-yard touchdown completion from Hendricks to Hastings. We're going to take a break and be back in 1 minute on The Breeze 94.5.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from auto owners insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to all the South Central Nebraska area teams from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to each of the student athletes from your home team, the Bank of Donovan, with full service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
The Breeze, 94.5.
The 25 gets hit hard, and it's going to be a fumble. And Giltner is going to recover that fumble. Huge turn of events there. Giltner is going to get the ball back again.
Wow, yeah. When it rains, it pours here. Tried for a big, strong return. He came right up the field, got the wood laid to him. Just a textbook tackle, put his helmet right on the football, and it came loose. And they're going to take the ball, and we're going to flip the flip it for the quarter.
Yeah, well, that was 1 second left on the play clock there, and Giltner takes advantage of it. That's the end of the first quarter here on the Breeze 94.5. Giltner on top already 40-8. We'll be back in exactly 1 minute.
Joyce Agronomics helps you grow with custom farming and custom harvesting. Joyce Agronomics is proud to support Justin, number 6, and the entire Giltner Hornets football team. Todd and Angie Joyce would like to say best of luck this season. Go Hornets from Joyce Agronomics.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by natural gas and diesel irrigation from Husker Power Products in Hastings. Make sure you stay tuned for the Allen Superstore Halftime Show coming up next after this quarter. Kennesaw turned the ball over, so Giltner will have it now at their Kennesaw's 25-yard line. Going to be popping on the right side, be a jet sweep motion. Not much gain there for popping on the run.
Yeah, we'll see how Blue Hill responds to the loss of their running back here. They've got to bow their neck a little bit, play some defense. Giltner's pretty much had whatever they've wanted there in that first quarter with 40 points on the board. And the Kennesaw needs to come play a little defense now.
Going to have to do it without their star running back. Schnitzler also plays a key position linebacker for the Blue Devils. Hendricks, the quarterback, popping on his right side. He's going to fake it to pop and keep it on the right side. Stiff arms a man, gets across the 20-yard line, dragged out of bounds there.
Just a nice little misdirection there. Faked that deep action, came back to this side, had a blocker, but a better job by the Blue Devil over here to force him to the sideline and bring up a third down and, about four, looks like, third or four.
Tyler Long, the Blue Devil defender, that knocks him out there for Giltner. Giltner, nice fake counteraction there by the Hornets. Third down, four to go here. Hendricks, the quarterback, in the shotgun. He'll take this snap, send a man in motion. Priestler, he's going to fake it to him, pitch it to Poppin, falls on the ground, fumble. picked it right back up as Poppin, going to lose about 3 or 4 yards, but didn't turn the ball over there.
Yeah, I tried to fake pass play in front of him. Yep. Pitched the ball out here to Poppin, but good position by the Blue Devils that time. Got up the field and didn't allow Poppin, who put the ball on the turf, obviously, to field the ball. So we'll see where they go for it on a 4th and about 7 here.
That same play that picked up the first down last series, this time they fake it and then do the pitch, nothing there. So 4th down and about 7 now for the Hornets. Henricks will take this shotgun snap, send him another man in motion. Same look there, going to keep it this time. Almost gets sacked there. He's going to throw it to the man in motion. Priestler at the 10, the 5, and the touchdown. Giltner with another score. Kind of busting open the floodgates here now. It's already 46-8 early in the second quarter.
Good job there by the quarterback. He wanted to go down the field to the wide receiver. That time, Blue Hill defended it. He broke the pocket and rolled out. As you said, the motion man came open on the far side of the field. Just tossed it to him, and results is about a 26-yard touchdown.
26 yards from Henricks to Priestler on that one. They're going to go for 2, of course, here in the 8-man game. You see that a lot. Twins to the left side, slot man to the right, Poppin to the right of Henricks, the Giltner's Hornet quarterback. Option to the right side, going to pitch it to Poppin. He cuts it back up inside, fumbles the ball, recovered by Giltner, but it's going to be nowhere near the end zone, so the point after touchdown is no good. With 10:13 to go here in the second quarter on the Breeze 94.5, it's 46-8. Giltner Hornets on top of the Kennesaw Blue Devils. We'll be back with the Kennesaw Drive in 1 minute.
The Kennesaw Market is an Affiliated Foods Midwest store. The Kennesaw Market is your hometown grocer, stocking SureFine and SureFresh products. The Kennesaw Market also has a dining area serving daily lunch specials, dine-in or carry-out. The Kennesaw Market is open from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday, and 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Sundays. They appreciate your business at the Kennesaw Market, 210 North Smith Avenue in Kennesaw. The Kennesaw Market is a proud supporter of all the Kennesaw athletes, teams, and coaches.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect with brand names like Simmons Beauty Rest, Catnapper, and Ashley. Express delivery and a 30-day comfort trial on any new mattress set. Get more than you expect at your locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings and FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
The Hooker Power Products broadcast booth, a quick Furniture Direct score update from Tim Bobkitz-Miller.
Yeah, Fullerton up 16-6 on Shelton in the second quarter.
Woodman will take this kickoff, return from the 15-yard line, get across the 20 to about the 22-yard line. Nice high kick by Wieselin, not giving Woodman much to do. Schnitzler's not back there to return the kick, so Kennesaw going to have to do it without him here on this first drive of the second quarter.
Yeah, they need to take this ball and hang on to it a little bit, get a drive going, and keep that Giltner offense off the field.
They're going to start it at the 22-yard line. The sun has set. The Friday night lights are out here in Nebraska.
It's a beautiful night.
Beautiful night. No breeze. Much different than the first 2 weeks we had where we were sweating, and then last week was pretty picturesque as well. Kennesaw with a shotgun formation, trips to the right side, slot man to the left side. No use in doing the power eye if you don't have your best running back out there. Bird's going to throw this one out there complete to McKenzie. And that's going to be a big loss of yards. Didn't even come close to the line of scrimmage.
Tried to just run a screen out there to the receiver and threw the ball behind the line of scrimmage. And just good defense by the Giltner come up and bring up a second and about 14 on the play.
Kennesaw takes the timeout. We'll take it with them. We'll be back here on the Breeze 94.5 in exactly 30 seconds.
This is Eric Lichty, the branch manager of Giltner State Bank, a branch of Henderson State Bank, member FDIC. I would like to invite you to stop into our new location just off of the Giltner Spur. Come meet our friendly staff and visit with us about our products and services. We have a hometown-friendly atmosphere that will make your banking experience pleasant. We specialize in agricultural loans as well as your personal loan needs. We're an equal housing lender. Come in and see what we can do for you.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back here on The Breeze, 94.5. We deliver the score. Furniture Direct delivers to your door. Get free local delivery, setup, and removal on any Beauty Rest mattress purchase. Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct in Hastings. Tim Bob.
Adams Central up 34-0 over Fairbury in the second quarter. Connor Catholic up 7-0 over Ogallala, still in the first quarter in that one.
Thank you, Tim Bob. I'm Jeff Babel here on The Breeze, 94.5. Giltner on top, 46-8. Kennesaw with the ball, though, going right to left as you listen on your radio dial. Burr, the quarterback, Schnitzler, the star running back, hurt right now on the sideline. Looks like a knee injury. See how they go here. Burr's got the snap. He throws it and bounces that one nowhere near the intended receiver. That was Burris.
Yeah, trying to just throw the hitch route there. I'm not sure what happened. Just threw it at his feet. Maybe just not used to this offense, yep. Used to that power eye and having to do something they're not used to. But got to change it up if what you're doing is not working. Can't just keep beating your head against the wall.
10 minutes to go in this one here early in the second quarter. Kennesaw going to stay in the shotgun formation. Got twins to the left side. Wieselin, the running back, beside Burr. Burr is going to throw this one. Throws it down the middle of the field. Nice, beautiful pass. Going to be picked off, though, at the 30-yard line. Going to be dragged down forward. Progress will get it down to the 32-yard line. Intercepted. Nice, high, lofting throw. Kind of like a punt. It was intercepted.
Well, I was going to say, yeah, that's just about as well as a punt. Threw the ball down the field. Well covered. Two defenders on him. I thought he maybe should have thrown to the outside, but obviously trying to catch the player and down the middle at the post, and the defender was there, and we got an interception, and once again, the Giltner offense up and running.
I believe that was Priestler on the interception.
I think that would be that's the third turnover for Kennesaw.
Giltner already up 46-8 now. They got the ball at the 30-yard line of Kennesaw. Handed off to Poppin on the right side, running hard down. Knocks over a man and his own man. Going to stay in bounds there near midfield. Nice solid run by Poppin, the big running back.
Yeah, he just came around that end. And good job of forcing him to the sideline. He actually said it hit his own man harder than he hit the defender. I think that might have been the result of the tackle. But good job to keep him from picking up big yardage. Second and about three.
Second and three, stay tuned. The Allen Superstore halftime show coming up here on the Breeze 94.5. Remember, Allen's specials are online at allensuperstore.com. Allen's the You Get More Second Superstore, West 2nd Street in Hastings. Giltner, no huddle attack now. Henricks going to run the read option. Going to hand it off to Poppin. Going to be fumbled on the play. Going to lose significant yardage, probably about 7 on the play.
Yeah, tried to run that read option. That time the ball got hung up on the shoulder pads, looked like. Came bouncing out, never had the ball, Poppin did. And it got knocked back by the defender. Lucky for Giltner to be able to bounce back on that ball.
Third down, let's call it 6 on the play for Giltner. The Hornets making a strong statement in this one. Henricks, the quarterback, in the shotgun. Going to option to the left side. He's going to pitch it, jump and pitch that one out there. Breaks a tackle, 30, 25, 15, 10, 5, touchdown.
46-yard touchdown play to Poppin. As you said, he came around the outside, actually jumped in the air to make that pitch out to the outside. Poppin caught it in stride and once again was gone down the left sideline.
9:13 left in this one. Quick strike there by the Hornets. Took them a grand total of 32 seconds, two plays. Nice 46-yard touchdown run by the big boy, Garrett Poppin. Giltner is going to go for two here, already up 52-8 early in the second quarter. This one's starting to get out of hand. When do you think Giltner is going to bring in the backups?
Well, you know, I don't know. I'd say they want to get some young people on the field, get some reps. But this offense is clicking.
We'll see if they click on the two-point conversion here. Henrik's got a roll right, got a man in complete. Hastings, the converted quarterback to receiver, makes it 54-8. Giltner on top here on the Breeze 94.5. We're going to be back and see if Kennesaw can get another one on the board here on the Breeze 94.5. Back in 1 minute.
in Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, casualty, life, and health. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
It's the Take the Money and Ride National Event at CPI Mr. Tire. When you purchase a set of four qualifying Cooper tires from CPI Mr. Tire, you'll get more than just tires built for you. Get up to an $80 Visa prepaid rebate card, too. Visit your area CPI Mr. Tire for details. Life's a road trip. Come on, let's go. Take the money and ride on Cooper Tires from CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of Central Nebraska.
CPI Mr. Tire has a right tire for you.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And Giltner kicker is going to sky this one again up in the air. Fielded by Long, the up back. Going to be across the 20-yard line, going to be across the 25 now, down to the 26-yard line. Designed high kick there by Giltner, not giving them much to return.
Well, we saw that first week they kicked around a lot, mm-hmm. but this time they're getting it up in the air and not allowing much return. Now we'll see if Blue Devils can get that offense going with the wide outs and the spread offense that Giltner's probably used to running. See what they come out with this time.
The Blue Devils probably trying to exercise a few demons here and get on the board. They're already down 54-8 in this second quarter. Going back to the double tight power eye formation. Burr's going to hand this one off. Going to get hit hard in the backfield. No gain. Probably going to lose two or three as well. Isaiah McKenzie, the running back now.
Number 13, the linebacker there, just come up and just Hendricks, I believe, came up and laid the wood to him. And textbook form tackle dropped him for about a 2-yard loss.
Second down, 12 now, 7:47 left in this one. On the Breeze 94.5, thanks for being with us here on a beautiful Friday evening in Nebraska. I'm going to break the huddle, double tight formation. Penick, the running fullback, McKenzie, the running back, they're going to hand it off to him now. Across the 25-yard line, going to get hit hard. You can just hear the pads popping from up here. Gains a yard, if that.
Yeah, and Giltner, the Hornets are a little bit like sharks with blood in the water. They're just attacking the line of scrimmage. They know that running back is out, and a little inexperienced back there now behind the center. And they're going to tee off and come at him like you'd expect them to.
We've seen Burr come in early in the game, had an injury. Harpham come in and led that drive for a touchdown. Now Burr's back in there without his running back Schnitzler. They're going to break the huddle now. Double tight formation. Shotgun formation for the Blue Devils. Giltner trying to mess up. Check him on defense. Going to throw this one. Flush to the left side. He's going to be sacked and brought down.
Number 13 in the Blue Devils. Once again, Heinrich on his linebacker spot coming on a delayed blitz. Quarterback tried to roll out of the pocket, but he caught him by the ankles and dropped him for about another 2 or 3 yard loss. He'll be at fourth and about 15.
Three and out for the Blue Devils. Nice aggressive delay blitz by Hendricks. Really showed his speed on that one. Burr needed to get that one out, and he didn't get it out in time. Kennesaw is going to boot this one away now. Long will kick this one high. End over end kick. Fair catch called for by Priestler. Going to let this one bounce at around the 33-yard line. Going to be first down and 10 for Kennesaw. Second time Giltner's had to punt the ball, I believe.
They punted it twice. They turned it over on downs. They've had a fumble and an interception and a touchdown. So offense is sputtering. It's surprising with a team that scored 56 points their first 2 weeks. So injuries taking their toll here. When you can't rely on that main running back. And, of course, Giltner's a very good football team and starting to put it together here in the third game of the season.
Kennesaw, like you said, they've had 120 total points. They defeated Pleasanton week one, but Pleasanton probably not near the defense that Giltner has out there. Giltner, Hendricks, the quarterback's going to hand it off to Poppin across the 30-yard line. going to be back near the line of scrimmage, probably gains about one on the play there.
Better job that time by defending that zone read play. Linebackers coming up and making a stop for just a short gain, second and probably nine.
54-8 in this one, just under 5 minutes now in the second quarter. You're listening to The Breeze 94.5. Stay tuned for the Allen's Superstore halftime show. Allen's a Superstore, West 2nd Street in Hastings. Giltner slowing them down a little bit here. Twins to the left, right side, excuse me. Slot man to the right side. They're going left to right as you look into your radio dial. Hendricks hands it off to Poppin on the left side. Poppin breaks a tackle, breaks another tackle. 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown. Garrett Poppin. Huge run.
Just having a huge night, isn't he?
Yeah, 48-yard touchdown run for Poppin.
He's got a 48, a 46, and a 52-yard touchdown run here in the first half. Just a simple jet sweep play. Hits that outside corner, and he's just a load to bring down and a lot of speed.
Two plays, 45 seconds, 48-yard touchdown run. 5 minutes left in this one.
And we will get the running clock after this, I believe.
Once the second half starts, it's already 60-8. 2-point conversion coming up for the Hornets. Hendricks, the quarterback, in a shotgun formation. Twins to his right side. Snaps it. He's going to throw to the right side. Incomplete, just over his head. Intended for Priestler.
Put a little too much on that one. A little high and outside.
A little too much mustard on that one. 60-8, your score. The Hornets on top of the Blue Devils. Here on The Breeze 94.5, a top 10 matchup in two. We're going to be back in 1 minute.
5 Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the 5-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
Pioneer Hybrid is a proud sponsor of the Giltner Hornets. Soybean growers in Giltner know they can count on Pioneer for top-end yields from their fields. Why? Because they know Pioneer brand soybean varieties are developed and tested locally. Plus, varieties with the combination of high-yielding genetics and protection against disease and pests mean growers that choose those Pioneer varieties are making the most out of every acre they plant. Contact Reason Agronomics, your local Pioneer sales professional, for soybeans bred to yield and built to defend.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth. Wiesland skies this punt again. Woodland running hard. He's going to cross the 25. Gets hit hard there by the Giltner defender. Lunges across to the 27-yard line. Good solid run by Woodland. Sets it up first down and 10 for Blue Devils.
Blue Devils got to get something going here. Got to hang on to the football. Got to move it down the field. They've had some turnovers, and they know that this it's a time they've got to take the ball and drive it here to close out this quarter.
Looks like we've got... Nope, we're ready for going. I thought we had an equipment malfunction down there. We don't. First down and 10 for the Blue Devils. At this point, I think you're just playing for pride.
Well, yeah, you just got to get the offense moving forward. You're trying to find out what you can do with this different running back.
First down and 10. Hands it off to McChesney. Gains probably about 3 on the play.
Nice play there that time. Got a good power drive up the field. Maybe about 4 on that play. That's a good positive first down gain. That's what they needed to start this drive off.
Nice first down run by McChesney, the backup running back. We see Schnitzler now with crutches. That's never a good sign on the sideline. Especially an 8-man when you don't have a lot of guys out anyway.
Yep,
starting
yep.
to test your depth here for the Blue Devils. Under center now is Burr, the quarterback. Fakes the running back. He's going to keep it. Nice play run there. Gets the first down across midfield to the 38-yard line. That's actually McChesney in the quarterback.
Well, that's a good play there. Faked that dive play. Kept it around that. Had a guard out in front of him carrying the ball. Picked up about 12 and a first down.
No, excuse me. Keaton Harpin, the quarterback we saw come in for that one series. A nice elusive run there.
Yeah.
Change of pace there for the Blue Devils.
That's what they needed to get this drive going for.
Burr on the sidelines. Under center now is Harpum. Going to hand it off now to McChesney. Nice hard run across the 35-yard line. Going to be close to the 30-yard line. Solid first down run for the Blue Devils.
There you go. Now they've got something going off that left side here. Got to pick up about eight on that play, maybe seven. Bring up a second and short.
Second and two is the official count. Nice.
Nice drive, nice response. They needed this. This is what the Blue Devil needs. I don't know if we've got any of the second teamers in there on defense. Maybe they do, but whatever it is, they got something going, and they need to keep it going.
Harpum, the backup quarterback, leading the drive here. Penalty flag on the play. Going to be a false start, I believe. We'll wait for the official call. It's going to hurt this young team, though. Got second and short now. It's going to be second and about seven.
No, they're going the other way with it.
No, offside.
Like offside. They're going to be going. That is a
first down.
5 yard and a first down.
The quick count.
Quick count. That helped again. Harpum. Whatever's happening, it's good for the Blue Devils right now.
Breaking the huddle. Double tight look. For the Blue Devils. Looks like Blankenship, I believe, is in at fullback.
Looks like it, yep.
McChesney, the running back. Hands it off to him now on the left side. Gets across the 20-yard line. Gains probably about three or four on the play.
Yeah, just that off-tackle play now. And young man realized he's going to have to step up and play. And he's running hard, keeping his pads low and trying to make something happen.
Second down, 5 yards to go. We'll call it for the Blue Devils. Harpum, under center, the quarterback. Double tight look. McChesney, the running back, fakes it to him. Quarterback keeper on the left side breaks a tackle, gets a block downfield. Going to pick up the first down and plenty more there. Going to be near the 10-yard line.
Again, you run that power play. That power play, he fakes it. You pull the guard out. He's got a blocker in front of him, and they've got something rolling here. That's the second time they've run that play and picked up a first down with it.
The second time we've seen Harpum run left. It's so quick and elusive. Got that downfield block. Picks up the first down easily near the 10-yard line. I believe it'll be just outside. So it'll be first down and 10 here for the Blue Devils. Harpum will take this snap, hand it off to McChesney across the 7-8-yard line. Penalty flag there.
Maybe a face mask. Hard to tell. Came in really late there as he was going down.
Could be a hold as well. That's
yeah,
what it
go.
Is.
There you go.
So first down and 10 from about the 10.5. And now a big hold will back these Blue Devils back. Going to be first down quite a few now.
A couple of scores here. Adams Central up 41-0 over Fairbury. And Kearney Catholic and Ogallala tied 7-7 still.
We deliver the score. Furniture Direct delivers to your door. Get free local delivery, setup, and removal on any beauty mattress purchase. Get more than you expect when you shop Furniture Direct just south of Sonic in Hastings. And at FurnitureDirectHastings.net.
One more Donovan Trumbull team we saw last week up 26-0 over Wood River. So they're rolling.
Slough and Wiltfong and the boys doing well and looking to go to 3-0 on the year. Giltner looking to go 2-1 on the year here. Kennesaw with the ball, though. They're going to hand it off to McChesney up the middle. Off tackle, maybe gets about three on the play. Yeah, about that's a pretty good run.
That's a good about six on that one. I would say I'm a little more than three. I think with five, six on that one.
Tough angle here. The players are in the way a little bit there. Nice solid run, though. Gets a good chunk of that penalty yards back. Still going to be second and about 14 here.
Can't get a first down. Is just out the marker, just about the 2-yard line down over the first down marker. Is.
Essentially, it is second and goal for the Devils. Under center now, Harpum. Hands it off to McChesney. Up right tackle. Gets past the original line of scrimmage inside the 10-yard line. Going to bring down third and let's call it eight, needing to get to the two for the first down.
Yeah, third. That's not a bad run. McChesney's lowering his shoulder, running a little harder now that he's gotten some confidence. Again, I think we probably got some of the backups in there for Giltner. It's hard to pick up the numbers.
Clock reads under 1 minute now, 60-8. Giltner, third down and eight. We'll see if they run that successful quarterback keeper off the left side here that they've used so successfully. It's going to be an option now. Up the middle is Harpum. going to be gaining about three or four. Faked it to the running back. Didn't quite get it, but in this situation, you're in four-down territory. Kind of just try to get close to the first down.
Right, and the nice thing they've done is they've run this clock. It's about 28 seconds to go here. So they've held on to the football and moved down the field. Going to get a timeout here as the half draws to a close.
Smart timeout there by Kennesaw. They're going to talk it over. We're going to take a timeout with them. We'll be back in 1 minute on The Breeze, 94.5.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
Golden Harvest brand offers some of the highest yielding corn hybrids of any seed company in this area. And they're protected by some of the most advanced trait technology in the industry. Take G11U58, for example, which has superb drought tolerance and Earflex, available in AgriSure Viptera or Easy Refuge. Or 28U7 soybeans, which have outstanding yield performance across many environments. Talk to Brent Woodman in Kennesaw today. Brent and Sarah wish all of our athletes good luck. Always read and follow label instructions before buying or using Syngenta products.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back here on The Breeze, 94.5, fourth down in about 3 yards for Kennesaw. You're going to go for it, obviously. Got a chance
to put some points on the board here with 21 seconds to go.
4 yards till the first down, 5 or 6 for the first down here. What play call do you think they're going to go with here?
Well, I think you got to try to throw the ball through the end zone, don't you think?
See if they do that here. Barnum fakes the running back. He's going to keep it on the left side. Bury his head, get down into the end zone. Meta's defender plows in. I mean, gets in the end zone.
Yeah, they ran that fake to the tailback, yep. That quarterback sweep that we've seen. And you're right, he just lowered his shoulder and would not be denied. Gets a touchdown here, gets some points on the board. Maybe get a little confidence here as they go into halftime.
Harpham will score that one, makes it 60-14 right now. Kennesaw's going to go for two. 16 seconds left here in the first half of play, the Allen Superstore halftime show coming up next. Harpham, the lefty, is going to take this snap. He's got a man wide open in the incomplete, though. He was open for a second.
Yeah, it looked like he was going to be a good play, and the defender came and met him right at the goal line, knocked that ball loose, and they called it incomplete pass, and that denies them the 2-point conversion. So 16 seconds left. Do you kick it along the ground and make sure you don't give up anything?
At this point, I think Wieslin's been showing his ability to just sky that kick up there. Hasn't been given Woodland or Schnitzler much to return with. So
we'll see if they put the same running backs back there, if they go with their second unit here.
Well, we'd like to thank our many fine sponsors tonight, B&B Carpet, Bank of Donovan, CPI Mr. Tire, Giltner State Bank, the Village of Giltner, JSGK Catering, the Sitting Bull Saloon, Joyce Agronomics, Todd's Body and Glass, Robert Shaw Insurance, Recent Agronomics, Adams County Bank, Golden Harvest Seed, Kennesaw Market, and the Kroll Insurance. Many fine folks allowing us to bring this game to you. Tim Bob Kitzmiller alongside myself, Jeff Babel here. 60-14 for Kennesaw. Going to try and build on this, make some adjustments at halftime, and make a better showing in the second half. Kennesaw, going to boot this one away. Priestland back to return, I believe, for Kennesaw. Taken by the up man, though. Going to be dragged down hard at the 20-yard line. Nice tackle there by Burris.
Yeah, a good old field tackle there by Burris coming up and slamming the back to the ground there. So it'll be just a few seconds to go here before halftime.
Going to see if they'll take a knee, maybe run a play here, try and score one more big play before the half ends.
Looks like they've got the position they're going to take a knee. The backs are just up under center, the only time we've seen that tonight.
Hendricks will take this snap, take a knee on it. And that'll do it for the first quarter here. First half. 60-14. Giltner, the Hornets on top of Kennesaw, the Blue Devils in this top 10. D2 matchup on the Breeze 94.5, Hastings and Grand Island. We're going to take a break. The Allen Superstore Halftime Show is coming up next. We'll have stats and the drive summaries coming up next.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, casualty, life, and health. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront at Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back to the Allen Superstore Halftime Show. Get more for your dollar when you shop at your locally owned Allen Superstore. Shop Allen's Sporting Goods Department in the lower level this hunting season for hunter apparel, accessories, calls, decoys, and much more. The grocery store will beat any competitor's ads and offer thousands of unadvertised in-store specials every day. Why shop anywhere else? Shop at your locally owned Allen Superstore. You get more Superstore, West 2nd Street in Hastings. Well, this one got in hand pretty quickly. Giltner on top right now, 60-14. Let's take a look at the drive summary. Kennesaw won the toss. They deferred. Giltner received it. And on their first opening drive, a four-play drive, 1 minute, 3 second drive, 42-yard touchdown run by Hendricks made it 8-0 Giltner. Kennesaw on their next possession goes 3 and out. Giltner responds back with a 9-yard touchdown run on their next series, 2-play drive, 5 second drive, excuse me, for the Hornets, 16-0 early in that one. I can sit back. They're going to get on the board finally. 55-yard touchdown run, 3-play drive, minute 30 off the clock for Schnitzler, 16-8. Kennesaw looked like they had made it a ball game. Giltner, next series, goes 52 yards by Poppin for the score. 3-play drive, Giltner on top, 24-8. Kennesaw, another promising drive. They went 7 plays, turned it over on downs, and that seemed like the momentum killer right there. Giltner uses that turnover, goes 3 plays, capped off by the 40-yard touchdown run from, or touchdown pass, excuse me, Hendricks to Hastings, 32-8 on Kennesaw's next series, 3 and out. And a big play here. Kennesaw's running back Austin Schnitzler goes down with a knee injury. We haven't seen him return on crunches now in the sideline. Ice on the knee. That's not good for the Kennesaw Blue Devils. Giltner takes out their first, or on their next possession, 60-yard touchdown run by Hendricks to Hastings, 10-second drive, 40-8. Next possession, Kennesaw on the kickoff return. They fumble it. Giltner scores again on the next drive, 3 plays, 26-yard touchdown run, 2 minutes, 47-second drive there for the Hornets. Kennesaw gets it back. They quick trying to get something going. First play, they throw interception, intercepted by Priestler, the Giltner safety. Giltner, 2 plays later, 46-yard touchdown run, popping. Scores it, makes it 54-8. The Hornets, Kennesaw, a couple more 3 and outs. Giltner with a 2-yard, 48-yard run by Hoppin, made it 60-8. And just before the half, a nice 4-minute drive by Kennesaw, capped off by the nine play drive, 5-yard touchdown run by Happam, the backup quarterback, made it 60-14. So that's your score. That's how they've done it. We're going to crunch up the numbers and have those for you next here on The Breeze 94.5. Stay tuned for the Allen Superstore Halftime Show.
Where do you get more Superstore? Allen's Superstore. Shopping centered around you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you. Where do you get more Superstore, Allen's Superstore.
Joyce Agronomics helps you grow with custom farming and custom harvesting. Joyce Agronomics is proud to support Justin, number 6, and the entire Giltner Hornets football team. Todd and Angie Joyce would like to say best of luck this season. Go Hornets from Joyce Agronomics.
Please hold. Your call will be answered when the line is available.
Tired of being just another number to your insurance company? The Kroll Agency is your local one-stop shop for all your insurance needs. As an independent insurance agent, the Kroll Agency is proud to offer you worry-free insurance written through IMT and Wadena Insurance Companies, members of the IMT Group of West Des Moines, providing you with the comfortable peace of mind you deserve. Call the Kroll Agency in Minden, Kennesaw, Roseland, and Hastings for your worry-free quote today.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Superstore halftime show. Get more than $1 at locally owned and operated Allen's Superstore Hastings. Allen's is an energy and store. Groceries, pharmacy, sporting goods, clothing, the photo shop, the toy department, and the wine cellar. There will be any competitors' ads and offer thousands of unadvertised in-store specials. Why shop anywhere else when you can shop at your locally owned Allen's Superstore? That you get more. Superstore, West 2nd Street in Hastings, 60-14 is our score. Let's find out how they did it with Tim Bobkitz-Miller.
Well, Garrett Poppin had a huge first half, 13 carries, 185 yards, runs of 52, 46, and 48, all of those touchdown runs. Heinrich, the quarterback, 6 carries for 68 yards. He had it getting it done through the air. He is 6 of 6 passing for 171 yards. With touchdown passes of 40, 60, and 26 yards, a total of 424 yards, a total offense from those two young men tonight, just getting it done. Only 2 penalties for the first half and no turnovers. So the Hornets offense has found its wings, so to speak, and is moving up and down the field. For the Blue Devils, of course, Schnitzler started out, 10 carries for 88 yards. He left there with the knee injury. Burr had 3 carries for no yardage. And Harpin came in, had 3 carries for 27. And then McChesney, thank you, came in. He had 9 carries for 25 yards, most of them coming there in late in that second quarter there. Only 2 of 5 passing with an interception, 50 for 9 yards. And a 1 penalty, 149-yard total offense for the Blue Devils. A fumble, a turnover on downs, and an interception being a big part of that. And so, again, the Hornets are rolling. Loss of the running back for the Blue Devils makes them have to rediscover their identity here in the second half.
Something that we talked about off air, though. The last drive there by Kennesaw had probably against Gilmer's second team. But I believe it was also Kennesaw's second team. We saw their backup quarterback, their backup running back in there. Nice 9-play drive led by Harpum. A couple of huge quarterback keepers, and they got on the board there.
Yeah, they found something to work for them. That play, you know, you run that power play, and you suck that defensive end in, and then you can run that sweep. And, you know, that's sometimes what you're looking for as a coach, just something to get the offense on, something to build on when it's had such a difficult first half. Not only with the injury, but with the explosion on offense by Gilt. Get some scores. You want to do it after the break.
Yeah, let's take a break first. We'll be back in 2 minutes here on The Breeze, 94.5.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, yield leader.
undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field, or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back to the Husker Power Products Podcast, food powered by natural gas and diesel irrigation from Husker Power Products of Aces. When you need power, think Husker Power Products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engine customized to your specifications. When you need irrigation power parts or timely service, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters in Hastings. Reminder that the CPI Mr. Tire Show powered by PlatteRiverPreps.com follows this broadcast on Classic Hits 98.9 and 1230 AM KHJS. We'll have full final scores, coach recaps, as well as that one. We've also got some partial scores right now with the Furniture Direct score update. Here's Tim Hopkins Miller.
Well, in Class B, York is up on Seward 14-0. Aurora 12-12 with tied at halftime with Sydney, and looks like Hastings is down 6-7 to Scott's Bluff is the last score we have there. In C1, Adams Central up 41-0 over Fairbury, Ogallala, and Kearney Catholic. Kearney Catholic leads that 13-7 in the second quarter. Looks like who we got in Class C2. We got St. Cecilia and Blue Hill. Oh, Blue Hill leads that one 16-8 at halftime. Donovan Trumbull rolling 26-8 over Wood River at halftime. Coming down here to McCool Junction, 20-8 on Pawnee. Extra Milligan up 42-14 on a Shelby Rising City. Let's see here. High Plains, a top 10 team against Howells. Got a 14-7 game there. Howells and Dodge up on the High Plains, but not much in the second quarter. Halftime scores here. Shelton trails Fillmore. 12-16 at half. Kennesaw here. 60 trails Giltner here at 60-14, and that's about what I got.
All right.
So lots of good scores going on tonight, and we've got a exciting offensive explosion here. We'll see what the second half holds for us.
We deliver the score. Furniture Direct delivers to your door. Get free local delivery, setup, and removal on any beauty, rest, mattress purchase. Get more for you when you expect when you shop Furniture Direct just south of Sonic. In Hastings, and Furniture Direct, Hastings.net.
I was just going to say, in C2, Malcolm's ahead of number one Sutton, 12-6. That's a little bit of a surprise.
A lot of close scores there. We don't have quite a close game here at 60-14, but when I played, I was involved in a few blowouts myself on the losing side. And what I like to do, divide the game into halves. Right now, just set the clock back to 0-0. If you can, win the second half.
Yeah, that's all you can do at this point. You can try to think, let's win the second half. Let's have a better showing. Let's find what we've got. We've obviously got to find a running back that
right.
We can go to the next game with. Got to find some offense we can run, and you still got to play the game. So coach just got to look ahead and see if we can get this young running back some confidence going into the next game, the quarterback. Maybe be able to throw the ball a little bit. He's got a pretty good arm if he can get some protection. Get the ball down the field, try some different things. You may be running a different offense come next week.
We saw his ability to beat him with the arm and the legs there. Nice couple runs there by Harpum. So that's it for the Allen Superstore Halftime Show, brought to you by your locally owned Allen Superstore Hastings. Check this week's special in your local paper or online at allensuperstore.com. You're listening to The Breeze 94.5 D2 Game of the Week. We'll be back for the second half kickoff in 2 minutes.
Comfort means something different to everyone, and Frigidaire offers home comfort solutions as unique as your family. You can design systems that control seasonal allergens, humidity, and other environmental factors, or get rid of hot and cold spots with independent comfort zones. Call 402-463-4853, and Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning will work with you to design the system that's perfect for your family. Experience trusted Frigidaire comfort and exceptional service from Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings and Kearney. Call 402-463-4853.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
The Kennesaw Market is an affiliated Foods Midwest store. The Kennesaw Market is your hometown grocer, stocking SureFine and SureFresh products. The Kennesaw Market also has a dining area serving daily lunch specials, dine-in or carry-out. The Kennesaw Market is open from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday, and 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Sundays. They appreciate your business at the Kennesaw Market, 210 North Smith Avenue in Kennesaw. The Kennesaw Market is a proud supporter of all the Kennesaw athletes, teams, and coaches.
High school sports activities are more than just a game. This is Bob Sherwood from B&B Carpet Service in Donovan. All my life, I've seen how playing sports in high school builds work ethics and character in our young people. It gives them the skills to help them succeed in business and in life. So come on, get out there and attend a local game and show your team your support. It's not just a game, it's life.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to The Breeze, 94.5. Make sure you join us tomorrow for the Amp Pride Open House on Sports. Comes to you live at 10 a.m. every Saturday morning from Amp Pride North in Hastings. Hosted by my buddy Tyson Havronic there. Also want to remind you that the Husker football and volleyball teams are going to be on The Breeze, 94.5 this year. Make sure you like us on Facebook for all schedule updates. Huskers and the Jackrabbits tomorrow, 2:30.
Jackrabbits tomorrow, 2:30. A bounce back game.
A lot of
new quarterbacks getting a little bit like this game. Yeah. Let's see what the new quarterbacks can do.
A lot of interesting comments out of the Husker football program the last week.
Some developments that have not all been positive, have they?
We'll try to see if they can just forget all that. Bounce back. 2:30 kickoff, 9:30 a.m. pregame right here tomorrow on the Breeze 94.5. Greg Sharp will have the call there.
And they will have the Big Ten season starting pretty quick, so they got to square get their house in order, I think would be the proper term.
They got the South Dakota State, a good FCS team, a top five FCS team right now, and then they'll have their bye week, and then they open up with Illinois.
Saw ESPN's going to be the game day crew going to be in North Dakota.
Former defensive coordinator Craig Bull for the Huskers out there on that one. So we're about... Looks like we're about a minute away here from kickoff between Giltner and Kennesaw for the second half. You're listening to The Breeze 94.5. Thanks for being with us. I'm Jeff Babel. I want to say Tim Bob Kitzmiller. Excuse me there. Three names.
Easy for you to say.
I'd like to thank our many fine sponsors that allow me and Tim to be here tonight. B&B Carpet, Bank of Donovan, CP, Mr. Tire, Giltner State Bank, Village of Giltner, JSG Catering, Sitting Bull Saloon, Joyce Agronomics, Todd's Body and Glass, Robert Shaw Insurance, Reshawn Agronomics, Adams County Bank, Golden Harvest Seed, Kennesaw Market, and Kroll Insurance. We're about ready for the second half. Let's see what kind of adjustments coaches made during the half.
Yep, and Kennesaw will get the ball to start the second half, the Blue Demons, and see if they can get field position and a good drive, finish up like they did start the second half the way they ended the first.
Something to build on right now, 60-14. Giltner on top, but Kennesaw with the momentum scoring on their last drive going into half. This ball is kicked by Wieslin into the end zone. That's going to be a touchback, so it'll be first down and 10 at the 15 for the Blue Devils.
Edwards was the kicker, he put that into the end zone there. So. Probably see a lot of backups and second teamers here for Giltner. See if we can pick up some numbers for you.
Kennesaw with the ball. It looks like it'll be Harpham still at quarterback. McChesney still at running back. Went 9 plays last time. Got a touchdown, 5-yard touchdown run by the quarterback. Going to hand this one off to McChesney. Got a hold, left side breaks the tackle, gets dragged down at the 26-yard line. Going to move the chains on that first down carry. Nice hard run.
Yeah, and that's a junior there. He's a time for him to step up and play. And I think he got the message at halftime.
Message delivered. Double tight formation now for Kennesaw, the Blue Devils. Looking to avoid falling down 1 and 2 on the year. Probably not going to happen this time. Going to build on something and get ready for their next week's opponent. Kennesaw hands it off. McChesney breaks the tackle, gets dragged down by the ankles across the 30 to the 31-yard line. Nice, solid first down carry there by McChesney.
Good job there by the defender. It looks like number 30 came up and made the tackle there after about a 5-yard gain for McChesney.
Kennesaw at Lawrence Nelson next week, and Giltner at home against Heartland Lutheran. Second down, and 4 for the Blue Devils. Under center is Harpum. McChesney, the running back. They're going to pitch it to him on the right side. Got a lead blocker in front. Gets to the 35, breaks the tackle, gets hit at the 36. And looks like he's going to have enough to pick up the first down.
Not just a toss sweep there, and then the quarterback came and led the play as a blocking back. Gave McChesney room to pick up the first down. And these young Hornets are going to have to step up and play because it looks like the second half, the Blue Devils are going to play. I keep thinking of Duke and the Blue Devils.
Kennesaw, the Blue Devils, trailing right now 60-14 on the scoreboard, but the ball driving on this series. Harpham, the quarterback, going to hand it off to McChesney, the running back. It's across the 40-yard line, just short of the 40-yard line. Gains probably about 2 or 3 on the play.
Yeah, just back to that power offense. As you said, tight ends, fullback leading into the hole. Linebacker's got to step up and take on the blocker. And right now that's another positive first down gain of about 4.
Second down, 6 yards to go, right at midfield for the Blue Devils. Harpham under center. Takes the snap. Hands it off to the fullback. Fullback breaks the tackle. Runs a trap option play there. Gets across the 30-yard line, probably to the 28-yard line. It's going to be plenty enough to move the chains. Nice solid run there by the fullback.
Ran that trap play inside. Got a good block on the nose guard, and he was just about gone. Got a shoestring tackle there just the other side of the 30-yard line. Save a touchdown.
Panic. The fullback gets that one. Second or third time we've called his name tonight.
Yeah, he's getting some carries. Got to give some love to the fullback. Don't see them many times anymore.
Not
a lost animal.
Yeah, a traditional, what you see nowadays, the spread look. There's not many fullbacks. There's a lot of trips receivers.
Kennesaw, backs,
yep.
Yeah.
Kennesaw, two tight ends. They use the fullback. They're going to give it to him now again. Panic gets across the 25-yard line near the 23-yard line. Going to gain about 7 on the play.
They've got something rolling here. Defense is going to have to bow its neck and offensive line's getting a good push against that front. And it's going to be second and only about 3 on this play.
Second down, 3, 8:23 left in the third quarter here on the Breeze, 94.5. Harpham goes under center, double tight look. He's going to fake it to the fullback, going to pitch it out to McChesney. McChesney fumbles it and still on the ground, fumbling around out there and waiting for the official call here on that far sideline. I believe Kennesaw is going to keep
it. Wow, yeah. It looked like the quarterback should have kept it that time. Had a lane to run in, tried to pitch it outside. Ball bounced off of McChesney's helmet, looks like, and went scooting across the ground. Lucky to get back on it. Brings up a third and just maybe a chain link or two over there.
Third down and short, 7:40 now in the third quarter. Kennesaw takes the snap and hand it off to McChesney. He's got the first down. He's got the touchdown as well. 10-5 touchdown. McChesney, nice 20-yard run for the touchdown. Gets on the board again. That's 2 unanswered scores for the Blue Devils.
Yeah, hit that playoff tackle. That time he broke to the outside and he got a lane to run in and just walked into the end zone. You break that line of scrimmage and with some good blocking, he showed a little bit of speed to get to the end zone.
7:31 on the clock. 2-minute, 30-second drive for the Blue Devils. going to go for two now. No, they're going to kick an extra point. Hiding behind the pole, I couldn't see the holder. Kick is up and going left. Is he going to sneak in the upright? No, no good. Just wide to the left for the Blue Devils. So the Blue Devils get another one. Make it 60-20 with 7 minutes, 30 seconds left in this third quarter of play. We'll be back for the next series in 1 minute.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
The Breeze, 94.5.
So this one hits the ground early and end over end kick. Fielded by the upback across the 25-yard line, gets to the 26-yard line. Almost by design there, almost an onside kick type bounce to the upback. Giltner gets maybe about four on the return.
We'll see what Giltner does with the second offense in here. Got some new white shirts and new clean jerseys out here, so we'll see how they do on offense now.
Hendricks is your starting quarterback. I wonder if he'll still be in there.
It looks like he's got a new quarterback. Can't pick up his number. Priestler's in there, quarterback, looks like.
Number 22 hands it off. Jet sweep motion. Going to get hit at about 2 or 3 yard lines. Ott, the running back now for Giltner, gets 2 or 3 on the carry.
Ott's first carry on the night. And he runs aggressively there on that jet sweep play that they like to run.
Ott listed in the program as an offensive lineman.
Well, whatever you got to do.
Trying to audition
for a running back spot.
Priestler, the quarterback, in the shotgun. Twins right, slot man to the left. Option pitches it out to Ott again on the left side. Going to get maybe a yard or two more. Nothing going there for the Giltner Hornets.
Well, that was an interesting pitch. He's trying to run it to his left, and obviously didn't have much faith in his left-handed pitch, so he pitched it right-handed across his body, almost an underhand pitch.
Right-hand dominant. Yeah. He was going left to the weak side here, and like you said, just wasn't trusting enough. Underhand shovel passes that one out to Ott, and Ott picks up a yard on the play. So that's going to bring up 3rd and 8 now for the Hornets. Little miscommunication. I think they're lining up wrong. That you'll expect that from the young guys. Priestler, the quarterback, takes this snap. Gonna pass it. Rolls right. He's gonna run for the first down. He's got the first down, and he's got some wheels across midfield.
Well, he could have picked up more. He took what he got the first down and just stepped out of bounds. But he looked like he had some room to run over there. He is quick.
Possibly a cutback. Could have went all the way across the field again. I think he could have had a chance at another 10, 15 yards. But like you said, just goes out of bounds. But, yeah, his 10 to 15-yard sprint there, that was as quick as I've seen in a long time.
Yeah, it looked good. Picked up the first down on about a 12, 14-yard gain.
First down and 10 across midfield now for the Hornets. Priestler, your new quarterback. Ott, your new running back. Take this snap out of the shotgun formation. They're going to hand it off to Ott. Ott gets hit in the backfield. Going to lose probably 5 yards. Back into Giltner Hornet territory. Big loss on the play.
Yeah, that Jordan Williams coming up and just laying the wood to him. Comes shooting through his linebacker spot. And that's about a 5-yard loss, as you said.
Nope. Second down, 15 to go from the Giltner Hornet 37-yard line. You got a couple scores there?
Oh, I was just looking to see what was happening out here in the world. We still got a pretty good game over there on sister station between Shelton and Fullerton, 16-18. Shelton leading that one.
Close ball game there. Second down, 15 here. Going to keep this one is the quarterback, and he's got the 30, 20, 10, 5 touchdown. Huge run by Priestler. It was 38 yards.
Yeah, ran that zone read that time and got the lane to the outside. Fans wanted a holding call, but official didn't see it, and he was gone to the house. And you said he's got some wheels.
Very quick quarterback design, quarterback keeper there by Priestler. They're going to go for two now. Twins to the right side, slot man on the right side. Ott, the running back, on his right side. Takes the snap, shotgun formation. Going to throw it for the end zone. Got a man, misses him, incomplete. Point after touchdown, no good. Intended for Phillips, and it falls incomplete. So, Gilmer scores again and makes it 66-20. The Hornets on top of the Blue Devils. We'll be back in 1 minute on The Breeze, 94.5.
Comfort means something different to everyone, and Frigidaire offers home comfort solutions as unique as your family. You can design systems that control seasonal allergens, humidity, and other environmental factors, or get rid of hot and cold spots with independent comfort zones. Call 402-463-4853, and Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning will work with you to design the system that's perfect for your family. Experience trusted Frigidaire comfort and exceptional service from Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings and Kearney. Call 402-463-4853.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through auto owners insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through auto owners insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back here on The Breeze, 94.5. Woodland makes its return from the 10, gets across the 20 to the 25, near the 30-yard line. Nice, solid return there by Woodland.
This Edwards has got a pretty good leg on him. Two pretty nice kickoffs by the young man.
We saw a couple of those in warm-ups. A couple of good kickers out there getting a couple of looks at him. Edwards and Wiesland or Gilner.
Yeah. So, but here we go. Blue Devils. I was thinking Blue Hill is leading St. Cecilia 22-14 in the third quarter. So that's where my head was at.
Kennesaw and Giltner opening up the second half now. They've traded a couple scores. Kennesaw got back on the board. Made it 60-20 after the 20-yard touchdown run by McChesney. Giltner fired right back with a 38-yard touchdown run by their new quarterback, Riesler, and we got a timeout on the field. Kennesaw is going to take it, and we'll take it with them. We'll be back here on The Breeze 94.5 and PlatteRiverPreps.com in 1 minute.
Adams County Bank meets your personal and business needs. Experienced Adams County Bank employees provide excellent customer service and know customers by name. The Adams County Bank supports local organizations, making a difference in the lives of people living here. Decisions are made quickly and by people living in the communities Adams County Bank serves. Large enough to serve your personal and business needs, yet small enough to know you. Let the Adams County Bank show you what they have to offer. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Joyce Agronomics helps you grow with custom farming and custom harvesting. Joyce Agronomics is proud to support Justin, number 6, and the entire Giltner Hornets football team. Todd and Angie Joyce would like to say best of luck this season. Go Hornets from Joyce Agronomics.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
The Breeze, 94.5.
First down and 10 for Kennesaw. The Blue Devils now in the shotgun formation. Going to throw. Got a man deep in the in. Caught, and oh, it's dropped. Woodman was wide open.
Well behind the secondary, well-thrown ball. Had to turn around just at the last minute to get it and look to the end zone before he had it secured, or that would have been a big play there to start this drive.
Kennesaw tried to go big play on first down when you're kind of expecting run there. Adam Mann, Woodland, wide open, just hit him in the hands, and unfortunately he dropped it there, second down and 10 now. 2 minutes, 10 seconds to go.
He's got a pretty nice arm. He throws the ball well. Lefty.
Yep. I always.
You know about them
lefties. He's left-handed, and you don't see that a lot in the quarterback. So under 2 minutes now to go in the game. Hands it off. Breaks the tackle. 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown. Tyler Long with a huge, long touchdown run.
Yeah, 50 yards?
50-yard touchdown run by Tyler Long.
Yeah, got into the open and just had a foot race there. Broke the line of scrimmage and a nice response here by Kennesaw here. That's back-to-back scoring drives.
66-26 right now. A two-play drive. 50-yard touchdown run by Tyler Long. Still got the running clock, though, going in the second half. They're up by 35 right now. Kennesaw in for the extra point. They're going to kick this one, and this one is no good. Wide left again. Pretty close.
Got plenty of leg. He just got to get his torts right. You know, he's turned a little bit towards the left. You got to, kind of like my putting is, my torts is off every now and again.
Let's keep it right here. We'll do a Furniture Direct score update. Furniture Direct of Hastings. Get free local delivery, setup, and removal on any beauty, rest, mattress purchase. Get more than you expect when you shop Furniture Direct. Just south of Sonic in Hastings and at FurnitureDirectHastings.net. A couple of scores here. Tim Bob Pittsmiller.
Well, Adams Central up 48-0 on Fairbury. Kearney Catholic and Ogallala still show a halftime score of 13-14. Ogallala leading that one. Blue Hill up 22-14 over St. Cecilia. And going down a little bit here, Shelton and Fullerton. Still a 18-16 game there with Shelton leading. Let's see here. I saw a couple of others up here. Looked like a Malcolm score. I'm sorry, Malcolm and Sutton. Sutton's come back and is leading that one 22-18 now. So some exciting games.
Direct, we deliver the score. They deliver to your door. Kennesaw is going to boot this kickoff into the end zone for a touchback. Nice deep kick. By Schurgeier.
All right, Gildner, it's your turn now.
Gildner, trading scores right
trading
now.
Trading scores.
Gildner scored on their opening possession. Made it 66-20. Kennesaw fires right back. Made it 66-26. Still a 40-point ball game, so that's going to keep the clock running once they snap the ball here. Both teams have their backups into the game.
Inside of 2 minutes here.
Inside of 2 minutes. 1:51 now. Priestler, the Gildner quarterback, hands this one off to Ott. Ott breaks the tackle and then gets hit hard by the second guy near the line of scrimmage. Probably going to lose a yard if I see that spot correctly.
Yeah, he got hit in the backfield, had to fight to get that, and he comes up with no gain or just shy getting back to the line of scrimmage.
All right, second down, 10 yards to go for the Hornets. Second team into the game. Gildner probably going to be wanting to know that score between Fullerton and Shelton, a couple top five teams there. Gildner, second in the state, number one. Fullerton, number four. Could be a couple state playoff matchups.
Coming up down the road, that's right.
Gildner taking care of Kennesaw now. They're in the shotgun formation. Option to the left side. Priester's going to pitch it to Ott. Ott gets hit in the backfield again near the 15-yard line. Probably gets back to the line of scrimmage.
Oh, a short gain on that one. Just one side of the marker to the other. So maybe about a 1 yard gain. Try to run that option to the left side of the field. Again,
yep.
That strange little underhand pitch. Not quite comfortable with his left hand yet. But more importantly, the Kennesaw is playing some little stouter defense.
Priestler had that nice 38-yard touchdown run in Giltner's opening series. He did switch it to his left hand to try to avoid a defender. So he is working on that offhand now. He is the quarterback. Twins to the left side. Slot man on the right side. Takes the handoff to Ott, and he gets sacked. Sacked in the backfield is Priestler.
And that's going to bring up a fourth down there. He tried to run that quarterback keep, and he got in a little bit of a hurry, and of course the defender got up the field, tripped him up, And that's going to end the third quarter.
Jordan Williams, the 175-pound freshman defensive lineman, gets Priester the quarterback. And that does end the third quarter of play. We're going to take a break here on the Breeze 94.5 and FlyOverPreps.com. Stay tuned for the fourth quarter action coming up next.
We're the U Get More Superstore. Our name's Superstore. Shopping centered around you, you, you. One stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you, you, you. We're the U Get More Superstore.
Pioneer Hybrid is a proud sponsor of the Giltner Hornets. Soybean growers in Giltner know they can count on Pioneer for top-end yields from their fields. Why? Because they know Pioneer brand soybean varieties are developed and tested locally. Plus, varieties with the combination of high-yielding genetics and protection against disease and pests mean growers that choose those Pioneer varieties are making the most out of every acre they plant. Contact Reason Agronomics, your local Pioneer sales professional, for soybeans bred to yield and built to defend.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
Waiting for the next furniture sales event? Why wait when you can shop Furniture Direct in Hastings? Furniture Direct has everyday low prices on top name brands like Ashley, Simmons, Beautyrest, and Catnapper. Plus, get more than what you expect with express delivery, no interest financing, and friendly hometown service. Why wait when you can shop everyday low prices at locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington in Hastings?
The Breeze, 94.5.
Kennesaw boots this one away, nearly blocked. Fair catch called for at the 35-yard line by Giltner. Almost had a blocked punt there. That would have been huge for Kennesaw.
That would have been huge for Kennesaw now. The Giltner Hornets group's got to step up and play defense here. They've given up three touchdowns on the last three drives. They've got to play a little defense here.
If Kennesaw does score, that it'll drop it below 34. So that's something that the Giltner Hornets will be trying to
avoid.
Keep the
running clock going.
Keep the Hornet or the Blue Devils off the board here. Welcome back to the Husker Power Products. Gas be powered by natural gas and diesel irrigations from Husker Power Products of Hastings. Under center, apart from the quarterback. But she's near the running back. He's going to pick up a block for him. Got a man wide open. That's Woodman. Catches it at a 10-5 touchdown. Kennesaw, one-play drive. 34-yard touchdown run. Catch. Harpum to Woodman.
Yeah, and Woodman just got a great release off the line of scrimmage. Nobody touched him. He was into the secondary, and that was just like he draw it up in practice. Nice pitch and catch. Got a touchdown, and they've got something going here, something the second half. They are playing some decent football.
Nice job by the running back, McChesney, picking up that blitzing linebacker on the right side. Going to hand it off here now for the two-point conversion. That's long, and he dives across the goal line and gets it. Weiler, scores it. So that's going to make it 66-34. Trying to make a game of it in the second half. We'll take a break and see how Giltner responds in 1 minute.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, casualty, life, and health. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Giltner set to return this kick. Almost fumbled there. Recovers it and gets across the 25-yard line. Got
Well, he got a real lucky bounce. Yeah. He came skipping along the ground, came shot it between him right in the shoulder pads and shot straight up in the air. Kind of fielded it almost like a punt at that point and was hoping that the blue shirts weren't too close. He was able to gather it in and get a pretty decent return. Quick score update. Looked like Shelton has gone ahead of Fullerton there, 24-22 in the third quarter.
Furniture Direct, we deliver the score. They deliver to your door. Make sure you stay tuned for the Misco Sports postgame show coming up after this game ends. Giltner, Twins left, slot man to the right. Priestler, the quarterback, he's going to roll right. Ott's out there blocking for him. He's going to break one tackle, get hit by the second man. Gets hit hard by Beal there. Beal getting the nice tackle near the original line of scrimmage. Going to be
three on the play. Looks like it was just a quarterback sweep there with a lead blocker out in front. And got some positive yardage. Brings up second and about seven.
Second and seven. That play ends up right near Austin Snitzler. Snitzler on the sideline there, number 23, in crutches. Looked like an apparent knee injury. Hopefully nothing too serious. He'll be back next week for Kennesaw.
We hope so.
Giltner, shotgun formation. Priestler, the quarterback, got Twins right, slot man to the left. He'll take the snap, go left with it. Pitch it out. Ott will break it, not break the tackle. It'll look like he's going to break the tackle, then get spun down.
Losing about 2 yards on that play. Looked like he had something going, but caught by the jersey.
Yeah.
Just dragged down right there. Loss of about two on the play. The third and nine.
Third and nine left in this one. 9 minutes, 40 seconds left in
the game. After that big play, that big touchdown run, this offense has stumbled a little bit. And as you said, they're coming back little bit by little bit. You wonder if the first team might warm up over there if they don't get a first down here.
The thing I've noticed is a lot of miscommunications trying to line up correctly right now for Giltner. Maybe not bringing their A game right now. So Priestler is going to take the snap. Gets hurried out of the pocket. He's going to keep it now. Cuts across the middle. Going to dive for the first down. Going to be close, but I think he might be just short.
Yeah, I got a huge pass rush that time. Several lookout blocks thrown. Priestler just showing his speed, getting outside, and brings up a fourth and two, but he ran about 20 to get that seven.
Dove for it was brought down by Burris, the linebacker for Kennesaw. So fourth down and two, they're going to go for it here. No point in punting at the ball. You want to get your young guys as many snaps as they can. Priestler, the quarterback, will take this shotgun snap.
I think they may be waiting. They're taking a long time here at the line of scrimmage.
Wind right, slot left. Trying to milk that clock. Fumble on the play. It's going to fall right back on it. Priestler, that'll be a turnover on downs. That was a fourth down in about 2 yards. Ball goes over his head. High snap. Just falls on it to avoid letting Kennesaw pick it up and scoop and score it in for the touchdown. So turnover on downs.
It was strange. They were at the line of scrimmage a long time. They were looking at the waiting until the line judge back there began to make his countdown before he took the snap, and then the ball came back very quickly, almost as if Priestler wasn't ready for it. And that turns over, again, a short field here for the Blue Devils.
Kennesaw, first down and 10 from the 20-yard line. Short field, looking to score again, get three unanswered scores. Harpum will hand this off. And it's going to be a touchdown. Wheeler up the middle, 20 yards untouched. Huge score there by Kennesaw. They're going to cut the lead down 66-40 now. Four-score ball game. You might want to warm up the first stringers.
Yeah, coach may have to put the first stringers in, or this offense is settling. Of course, Kennesaw, a team that's put up about 56 points every week. So, you know, they're able to score now that they're going against that second unit. Very effective.
20-yard touchdown run by Wheeler. The two-point conversion is good. Makes it 66-42. Giltner right now on top of Kennesaw, but Kennesaw has all the momentum in this one. Might be just a little too late in that one.
Well, 8:14 to go. You never know. And your first team's been over there a long time.
Yep.
I see them stretching out and trying to get loose, but it's a little bit of a cool night. You've slowed down. You thought your mindset's changed a little bit. You wonder if they can just come and flip the switch and get back on the field and go like they've gone, especially with the momentum that Kennesaw's gathered here on these last three scores and three unanswered touchdowns.
What you might see here, I think, is Giltner might bring in a first-team defense. Don't let the score get any closer. Still keep that first-team offense. They've got quite a bit to work on, a lot of miscommunications, lining up incorrectly. No penalties so far, but lots to work on.
Well, it's difficult to get good reps for those young players, and you always want to give them a chance to play, but it's hard in practice.
Right.
Especially when you're bringing in so many young players yourself with only – three seniors returning.
Yep.
So,
and a lot of times those young guys have to run the scout team, and so they're not running their offense
during
the week. And so we got a penalty flag. Looked like the false start across the line of scrimmage before the ball was kicked. That'll knock them back 5 yards.
Yeah, I don't see that very often, but you got to stay behind the kicker until he kicks the ball,
yep.
Right?
Keep your adrenaline under check. Once he kicks it, then you can go get that pigskin all you want. That'll knock them back 5 more yards down to the 30-yard line.
No, back to the 25.
Oh, they were at the 30, excuse me. 8:14 left in this one, 66-42 is your score. You're listening to The Breeze 94.5 online, PlatteRiverPreps.com, KLAQFM.com. Thanks for listening here on a beautiful Friday night. Tim Bob Kitzmiller alongside Jeff Babel.
Couple of scores. Blue Hill now up 30-14 on St. Cecilia in the fourth quarter.
A lot of close scores. Make sure you get all the final scores. CPI Mr. Tire Scoreboard Show coming up next. 98.9 FM, KHAS, 12:30 a.m. after this broadcast. Backed him up 5 yards. Still got it in the end zone for a touchback.
Yeah, good leg on that young man. That's a weapon in any conference.
I believe that was Shagire.
Shagire, yeah.
Big boot by him. Hasn't had much going offensively. They had that opening run by Priestler. He kept that run, and then ever since, a couple three and outs.
Yeah.
First down and 10 now. He'll keep this one. Gets across near the 20-yard line. Going to gain about 3 or 4.
Looks like they got a new running back, though, back there. And like Noah Ott. Looks like a number 2 maybe back there. Lighty, I think, is a running back next to Priestler now.
All right, Christian Lighty, the 6-foot, 175-pound sophomore, getting his first look at running back. Priestler, the quarterback. Shotgun formation. Wasting all of the time they can here. Slot man to his right side. Twins on his left side. Second down, 8 yards to go here. He'll take this snap, pitch it to the right side for Lighty. Lighty will bust a tackle, go down the sideline. One man to beat, and he catches him at midfield.
Boy, Lighty with a strong run on that corner.
Oh, yeah.
He turned around, and the defender was right there. He lowered his shoulder and ran through him and picks up a big yard, big run down the sideline of about 15.
Lowered his shoulder, brought the truck stick, and laid the boom.
Yes, he did.
Hammer, meat, nail. Lighty across midfield now. Nice first down carry for the sophomore. 7 minutes, 23 seconds left in this one. Giltner trying to seize the momentum back from Kennesaw. Kennesaw takes it from him here in the second half. Giltner's probably going to win this game pretty easily, but now you're just out there trying to get the young guys some reps, get some good stuff on film, work on it on Monday, Tuesday, next week.
And again, just standing there waiting, letting the clock run, waiting until the back judge begins to signal his count.
There it is, the signal. They're going to snap this one. Lighty's going to go right. Pitch it now. Gets hit hard. Pitches it late. Fumble on the play. They're going to recover this one. Poor decision-making there by Lighty, just pitching it too late.
Well, that left-handed option. That time he tried to pitch it left-handed instead of a little underhanded. Pitched it behind the running back. Ball winds up on the ground, and the Blue Devils jump on it. Oh, they're saying that Giltner kept it, so it's second and long.
Might not look good in the stat sheet, but in a situation like that, you want to take the sack, avoid possibly turning the ball over, giving Kennesaw another short field. So Giltner hops right on top of it. Going to be second down in about 17 or 18 now. They're going to keep milking that clock for every ounce they can. It is now under 6 minutes to go in this ballgame. Lighty's going to hand this one off. Lighty's going to break it down with a fumble on the play. Going to be picked up by an offensive lineman. Nice hit there by Schurgeier. Schurgeier came up from his nose guard position and caused that fumble.
Yeah, just good pressure that time coming up the field. As I said, the momentum has shifted, and Lighty got to hang on to the football.
Yeah.
But that's back-to-back fumbles, and now a third and very long, maybe third and about 20.
Tried to lay another hit like he did in the earlier drive and didn't wrap up the football, didn't have it high and tight. Let that one go, luckily for Giltner.
3 points of contact, right?
Offensive lineman there, yes, high and tight. You'll see a lot of running backs carrying footballs to class when they start fumbling like that. You might see Lighty with a football on Monday. So, Giltner is going to take a timeout here. They're going to let all the time go on that play clock and then use their timeout. It's going to be 5 minutes, 16 seconds left in this one. Giltner will take a timeout. We'll take it with him back on the Breeze 94.5 in 1 minute.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by natural gas and diesel irrigation. Husker Power Products in Hastings, third and a country mile for this Giltner Hornet offense. We'll call it about 18 here. Twins right for Priestler. Priestler's going to pass it. Got a running back out there in the flat. Lighty across midfield. 35-30, 30-20. Gets hit hard at the 20. 18-yard line, excuse me.
Touchdown. Yeah, just a simple little screen play out there to the right. All out to Lighty. He had plenty of room to run. Picked up a big play, but they are going to bring it back. There's a flag on the penalty.
Oh, I didn't even see
it. Coming all the way back.
That's why it was open.
Going to call a holding penalty, and that will back him up even further.
Good play call, though. You expect a deep pass across the middle, and you just throw your running back out there, let him move. And we've seen Lighty, you know, break a couple tackles. Had a chance there, but the hole will bring this one back. It'll be third down and even farther now. I have to get my calculator out for this one.
Yeah, is it longer than a country mile?
It looks like a country and a half now, so yeah. Third and...
Is that because you got to drive slower? Because the hills? I never have understood that.
27 yards to go for the Hornets. Twins left. Twins right, excuse me. Slot left. They're going to bring him into the tight now. Going left to right on your radio dial. 66-42. Giltner on top in this one. Taking their time. They're going to snap the ball now. Going to be elusive here. Breaks the tackle. Priestley's going to go for it. Gets across the 40. He's going to pick up the first down now. Down the sideline. 20, 10, 5, touchdown.
Oh, my goodness. That's what a country mile looks like.
Priestler with a huge 60-yard touchdown run. Almost sacked. Breaks the tackle. Then goes up the right sideline. Had one man to break, tiptoed down the sideline and scores 60 yards.
Maybe their best offensive possession is just to flush him out of the pocket and let him run because he had nobody open down the field. Got outside of contain, had one man to beat, put a good move on the corner, and was gone. And now it's a 30-point lead.
Four-play drive for the Hornets, and they find the end zone. Priestler now is going to run that option to left side, pitch it to Lighty. Lighty is going to come close and look short. No good. The point after touchdown, 72-42 is your score. Giltner back on top now by 30. Still not enough to keep that clock running.
Well, the Priestler's got 98 yards on two carries.
98 yards, two carries. He's the quarterback here for the second half. Looks like let's get a Furniture Direct score update. Remind you folks that we deliver the score because Furniture Direct, they deliver to your door. Tim Bob, what do you got for me?
Oh, let me see here. We got Aurora is up 39-12 over Sydney. York just scored 27-0 over Seward. Looks like Hastings and Scotts Bluff. Scotts Bluff leading that 44-6. Down here, Adams Central, 55-0 over Fairbury. Blue Hill, St. Cecilia. Blue Hill up 30-14 over St. Cecilia. And let's see, one more here. Shelton and Fullerton, 24-22. Tight game there in the third quarter.
Tight game there. That could be a state D2 playoff matchup. One of those teams could face Giltner, a preseason number one team. They fell to Bruning Davenport Stickley, rebounded nicely last week against Hampton, and rebounded even better now against Kennesaw, up 72-42. Kennesaw, a team that we're likely probably going to see in the playoffs. They're going to fall to 1-2, so they'll have some work to do over the next couple of weeks.
Yes, they will.
All right. Giltner's going to kick this baby off. Kennesaw, a little miscommunication on the kick return. And here comes the kick. High end over end kick. Going to be fielded there and then put on the ground immediately. Coming up the left side now. Breaks the tackle. What a huge hit there. Brunk down the sideline, across midfield, down to the 30-yard line. He's fired up.
That's a great run there. Picked it up off the bounce. Got a lane to the outside. Ran through a tackler. Looked like he might go. Got caught from behind. But a big return here. Just shy of the 30-yard line. Sets him up with great field position for another opportunity.
Brunk, the sophomore tight end linebacker, showed his physicalness there, breaking two tackles down the left sideline, setting up Kennesaw with great field position. First down and 10 now from the 31-yard line. Kennesaw, double tight ends. Wheeler now in at quarterback, the freshman. He'll hand this off to the fullback. Fullback will get a yard or two up the middle. Nothing much there.
Long's come in and played pretty good there.
Long, we've called his name a couple times. He had that nice 50-yard touchdown run.
Right.
There to, on their second series, made it 66-26, sort of their consecutive scoring drives.
Kind of got him
going
a little bit, yeah.
Second down, 7 now for Kennesaw. Under 4 minutes to go in this one. Pitches out to Long again. Long going to get nowhere. Anderson, excuse me, on the play now. In at Iback, the freshman.
Good toss sweep there. Tried to get something going on this left side, but no gain. Maybe back to the line of scrimmage. Maybe lost a little bit. Brings up third and long.
Freshman in now for Kennesaw. Wheeler, Long the junior, and Anderson the freshman. So far getting the carries this drive. It'll be third down, 10 yards to go, double tight formation. Wheeler the quarterback under center. He'll take this snap. He's going to throw it. There was a pump fake. Now he's got a man in the middle of the field and overthrows him, intended for Burris.
Tried to get the tight end down the middle. Had him open, but just threw it over his head. You know, just a little bit more patience, get a little more air under that one, and that might have been a touchdown.
So fourth down and 10. Going to go for it here. Keep your young guys, get them plays.
Got to get those reps. Again, this play, you know, you're playing for future experience, and you never know when these young men are going to have to step up and play as the season goes along.
You're always one play away, one injury away, something we've seen tonight. Schnitzler, the running back, out. Schnitzler, the projected starting running back. Preston, at the beginning of the year, he had an ACL injury as well. Timeout on the field. Kennesaw will take it. We'll take it with him. We'll be back here on the Breeze 94.5, PlatteRiverPreps.com in 1 minute.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
It's the Take the Money and Ride National event at CPI Mr. Tire. When you purchase a set of four qualifying Cooper tires from CPI Mr. Tire, you'll get more than just tires built for you. Get up to an $80 Visa prepaid rebate card, too. Visit your area CPI Mr. Tire for details. Life's a road trip. Come on, let's go. Take the money and ride on Cooper tires from CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of central Nebraska.
CPI Mr. Tire has a right tire for you.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Fourth down and 10, Caleb Wheeler. In the shotgun, twins to his right side. Running back Anderson right beside him. They're going to hand it off to him now up the middle. Break a tackle and not going to be near the first down. That's Long now in it, running back. Long and Anderson been flipping back and forth this drive. Long gets that one, but not enough to move the chains.
Not quite enough, but a pretty good run. We'll go the other way with Giltner. The first down with 2:47 to go.
2:47, you're probably going to see about three runs here, using up every second that Giltner can, trying to get this one out, get no one hurt. Move on next week. They'll play Harlan Lutheran at home. In that one, they'll move on to 2-1 on the year. Giltner now in the shotgun. Priestler, the running quarterback, going to hand this one off. Believe that's Ott.
Ott's back in there. Ott has had a rough go of it here. There may be a reason he's listed as a runner, as a lineman.
Yeah.
He's not had much success. That's a loss of about three on the play.
Second down, 13 now for Giltner. Giltner's going to take every last second of this play clock. We're under 2:30 now in the game. Giltner on top, 72-42. Something we didn't see this big of a blowout coming. We expected a good game between these two.
Well, I think that early injury to the running back certainly had an impact. It took him a while to find an offense rhythm. And, of course, Giltner has made a lot of improvements since the first week when we saw them that upset defeat. They've got their offense running, just settled on a quarterback, got Poppin running the ball. They found some plays that worked for them, and that's what we expected from a defending state champion.
Would have been interesting to see if Hendricks, the quarterback for Giltner, if he played that first, the whole game against Bruning Davenport, maybe they would have won that game, take another away from Hastings. But Hendricks seems to be that dynamic player.
He's a dynamic player, making some plays. So.
Delay a game for Giltner is going to bring him back five more yards, second down and 18 now.
Under 2 minutes to go here.
For the Hornets.
Going to wait all the way down until the clock starts to tick.
Why did the clock start if it was a penalty? Ott takes that one, gets another negative yards play, probably loses two more. Going to bring down third down, but the clock is running, and that's all that matters in this one. 72-42, Giltner going to take this one.
Yeah, we're up 1:24 to go here. They may have to run, probably have to turn the ball over here, I think.
Probably punt it one more time. I would punt it. Make sure you stay tuned for the Misco Sports postgame show coming up next in about 1 minute. Giltner, third down, 18, 19 to go. Priestler, the quarterback. Ott, I believe, still the running back. Twins right. Priestler's going to keep it roll right. He's going to try and stay in bounds and gets across the 20, near the 25. Back to the original line of scrimmage.
Picks up about 8 there on that sweep. Clock's running inside 47, so if they can run it down, but looks like they are going to have to either punt it or turn it over on downs here.
I believe they'll go for it here. Try and milk that clock as close to zeros as you can. If they pick up the first down, it's over. If they don't, Kennesaw will have a play or two to try and score before the end of the game. Giltner, wins left, slot right. Priestler, the quarterback. in the shotgun. Takes the snap, hands it off to the running back. Running back gets hit at the line of scrimmage. Turnover on downs. Kennesaw stops him with 10 seconds to go. Kennesaw will get it. Probably take one or two shots at the end zone here. Furniture Direct score update. Timbop.
Oh, you caught me off guard. I was just getting my tab pulled back up here. Got some finals here. York up one over Seward, 27-0. Number 9, York. Ogallala and still showing a 14-13 score there at halftime. GICC win over Milford 27-14. That's gone final. Cozad up 126-13 over Broken Bow. Let's see a few more while we're sorting this out. Looks like Extra Milligan 64-22 over Shelby Rising City. Heartland 64-20 over Cedar Bluff. Catch all the scores there at the post-game wrap-up show.
Yep, CPI Mr. Tire Scoreboard Show powered by Platte River Preps, hosted by Tyson Navronic, Merritt Lawson, coming your way. Classic gets 98.9 after the
last 10 seconds of this
one. Well, yes. 1230 KHAS after this one. The Classic Hits game between Shelton and Fullerton. It'll be up right after that, and that's a close game as well.
Still sitting there at 24-22 is the last score we have updated, with Shelton still leading that late in the fourth.
When this game's over, head over to 98.9, catch the end of that game, then stay tuned for the Classic Hits powered CPI Mr. Tire Scoreboard Show, also on 1230 AM KHAS. 10 seconds to go in this one, Kennesaw. First down and 10 at the 25-yard line, 20-yard line. Going to throw a couple for the end zone here. Got a man right there at the goal line. It's caught. Is he in the end zone, or is he might be a yard short? He's a yard short. Weiler, nice throw down there to Burris. Burris.
I've got a little they're rushing up here to try to get the playoff.
5 seconds. They're probably going to spike it here. I don't think they have any timeouts left. And
he snapped the ball.
3 seconds.
There's
penalty,
a penalty
flag, mass confusion.
I think he snapped the ball before the ball was set for play.
Before the linemen were set,
too. Before the linemen was set, so. Kind of strange. They had a safety standing back there at the goal line,
yeah.
But he didn't respond when the ball was in the air until the receiver had already caught the ball. I thought he would go over and try to knock it down,
yeah,
and let him catch it, tackle him right at the 1 foot line. And so now, after the penalty, he's going to back up, and he'll be right at the 5 yard line.
First down, 5 to go. First and goal from the 5. 3 seconds left. This will be the end of the game. They're going to spike it.
With 1 second. I don't know why they didn't just throw for the end zone with 1 second.
I'm guessing the play clock began winding after the penalty. So 1 second left. One chance to score again for Kennesaw. Right now, 72-42.
They're
huddling up, getting the play, trying to draw this one in the dirt, get another score. Stay tuned. Misco Sports postgame show coming up in 1 second.
1 second.
Wheeler under center. He's going to take this snap and hand it off up the middle, and he's going to drag and get in the end zone. Touchdown, Kennesaw. Tyler Long, the fullback, scores that one. Point after touchdown will not be attempted.
And that's the game. There you go. So they won the second half.
72-48 is your final score. Kennesaw throws in another score right before the end of the game. That was Long from 5 yards out. And 2 minute drive or 10 second drive there. So that's the final score here on the Breeze, 94.5 PlatteRiverPreps.com. 72-48 Giltner wins this one. We'll come back in 2 minutes and wrap it up here on the Breeze, 94.5.
Please hold. Your call will be answered when the line is available.
Tired of being just another number to your insurance company? The Kroll Agency is your local one-stop shop for all your insurance needs.
As an independent insurance agent, the Kroll Agency is proud to offer you worry-free insurance written through IMT and Wadena Insurance Companies, members of the IMT Group of West Des Moines, providing you with the comfortable peace of mind you deserve. Call the Kroll Agency in Minden, Kennesaw, Roseland, and Hastings for your worry-free quote today. We love high school sports. Best wishes to all the South Central Nebraska area teams from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to each of the student athletes from your home team, the Bank of Donovan, with full service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joyce Agronomics helps you grow with custom farming and custom harvesting. Joyce Agronomics is proud to support Justin, number 6, and the entire Giltner Hornets football team. Todd and Angie Joyce would like to say best of luck this season. Go Hornets from Joyce Agronomics.
Golden Harvest brand offers some of the highest yielding corn hybrids of any seed company in this area. And they're protected by some of the most advanced trait technology in the industry. Take G11U58, for example, which has superb drought tolerance and Earflex, available in AgriSure Vibterra or Easy Refuge. Or 28U7 soybeans, which have outstanding yield performance across many environments. Talk to Brent Woodman in Kennesaw today. Brent and Sarah wish all of our athletes good luck. Always read and follow label instructions before buying or using Syngenta products.
The Breeze, 94.5.
You're listening to the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports Incorporated has been keeping you geared up for games and years, and will do so for years to come. Call them at their old storefront location today. See them before the games begin with a great selection to choose from. Get your game on at Misco's now. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Let's get it right into our Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning wrap-up. Google Drive Summer here. Giltner opened the scoring with a 42-yard touchdown run by Hendricks, made it 8-0. Ben Hendricks, the starting quarterback. Giltner, again on their next series, a 9-yard touchdown run by Hendricks as well. 16-0. Giltner, or Kennesaw, excuse me. Next series, cut the lead in half, 55-yard touchdown by Schnitzler. Giltner had none of that. Next scoring drive, 52-yard run by the big boy Garrett Poppin. Next series for Kennesaw, they went, turned it over on downs, kind of lost the momentum. They lose their star running back, Austin Schnitzler, to a knee injury. Giltner put it on before half, scored two more times, highlighted by the 60-yard touchdown run pass from Hendricks to Jared Hastings. And in the second quarter, Giltner kept pouring it on, made it 60-14 by halftime, highlighted by the 48-yard touchdown run by Poppin and the 46-yard touchdown run by Poppin on consecutive series. In the third quarter, saw a lot of the scrubs come out. We had the running clock. Kennesaw opened the scoring with a 20-yard touchdown run from McChesney. Two-minute 30-yard drive there. 60-20 was your score. Nice 20-yard run there. Giltner got a couple scores right after that. Kennesaw with a 20-yard touchdown run from Wheeler made it 66-42. Giltner in the late in the fourth quarter got one. And then Kennesaw right before the end of the game, a 5-yard touchdown run by Tyler Long made it 72-48. Traded scores there in the second half. Giltner got about 2, and Kennesaw got 4, so they did win the half like we had said that their goal was to do. Just couldn't quite win the first half enough to make it a ball game. So 72-48, your final score. That's been your Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning wrap-up. We're going to get some statistics from Tim Bob Kitzmiller right after this break here on The Breeze, 94.5.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, casualty, life, and health. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
The Misco Sports post-game show, Misco Sports Incorporated, has been keeping you geared up for the games you play. Blowout on the scoreboard. Let's take a look at the scoreboard sheet or the score sheet. See if the stats match up with the score.
Well, a huge night a huge first half for Garrett Poppin. 13 carries, 185 yards. Total offense tonight. Big yardage, 568 yards passing and running for the Hornets. Six passing for 177. Henrik had that passing yardage as well as another 68 yards on the ground. And, of course, Priestler came in, had 10 carries for 127 yards, a big 60-yard run and a 38-yard run, both of those touchdowns on broken plays. For Kennesaw, McChesney came in the second half, did a nice job running the ball, had 15 carries for 70 yards. Harper had 3 carries for 27, had a mixture of runs there by second teamers there. They wound up with 295 yards of total offense. Big story was the 3 turnovers in the first half. They did have a 1 touchdown pass, 34 yards. They wound up 3 of 8 for 43 yards. And so, again, they won the second half, but just wasn't enough after that huge explosion on the offensive side by the Giltner Hornets. Kind of what you expected when that Garrett Poppin gets on the outside. He's just hard to bring down and hard to catch when he's in the mm-hmm. open field. And found that combination of being able to throw the ball down the field, mixing that run and pass. Looks like they're starting to get it figured out over there for the Hornets.
How many did Schnitzler end up before he went out?
Schnitzler had 88 yards rushing. I'm sorry. 10 carries for 88 yards before he went out of the game there. And Harperin had 3 for 27. So, again, Kennesaw's got some good athletes. And yep. got some good players, but just wasn't enough tonight against the Giltner Hornets.
Schnitzler had a nice 55 run. He ended up with 88 before he went out with injury early in the first half. Misco Sports post-game show. Misco Sports Incorporated has been keeping you geared up for the games you play, and will do so for years to come. Visit them at the Ord storefront today. Get your game on at Misco's. Misco Sports post-game will be better equipped for the games you play. So, Giltner wins this one pretty handily. Next week, they'll be at home against Heartland Lutheran. They'll advance to 2-1. Kennesaw 1-2. They'll head to Lawrence Nelson trying to get back to .500 as well. So,
And Blue Hill did beat...
Got some more scores.
I was just going to give you Blue Hill, who we'll have next week on the Breeze, right? They upset St. Cecilia. So that's a final there. Beat them 30-14.
Yep, Tim, Bob, and I will be in Blue Hill with Southern Valley coming to town. Southern Valley, the Class C2 state champion basketball team last year. See if they can translate that onto the gridiron. Any final takeaways for them today?
That Giltner Hornets program is just rolling. Saw them early, a little disappointed, big loss, and they've come back, and some good coaching and some good response there. So,
all right, that does it for us on the Breeze 94.5. Thanks for listening in. The final score in this one, Giltner wins it 72-48 for Tim Bob Kitzmiller. I'm Jeff Abel. You've been listening to the Breeze 94.5. So long, everyone.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront at Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports. KLIQ, Hastings, Grand Island, Kearney, The Breeze, 94.5.